Going live.
家人们好，我要说早上好，也要说晚上好。我们真的是从各地来的家人，在这2天的聚会当中，我们刚刚的预备会，我相信我们的祷告的聚会都非常的感恩。我们忍不住花时间，就是来赞美这位为我们行做大事的神。
Good morning, good evening, everyone, family from all around the world. We have had great session last 2 days, and we are very thankful for that. And we cannot help but praise the Lord in our pre-meeting.
我们在温哥华的这群已经有一个小时的守望，就是早上5点钟，也是常年我们在命令晨光。我想我们不仅是为这个聚集来守望，也为我们这个不能震动的家来守望。
So in Vancouver, we have had a family doing the awaken the dawn prayer in the morning for a long time. We are not just watch for this meeting or Vancouver, we are watch for this unshakable family.
我们回顾一下我们第一场，就是看到在家中要得着身份，年轻人在他们原来的身份的这个混乱当中要破茧而出。
So for the first meeting this time, the young people, they receive their identity.
在第二场我们看到就是在家中得着的是医治。我们昨天眼见着一个在我们眼前的一个神迹，妈妈 Grace 跟 Nicole 边分享边经历到，哇，神的这个恢复，神的医治。
The second session last night, we see the healing happen in the family. The miracle was right in front of us. Mama Grace and Nicole, when they are sharing, they also experienced the healing.
好，我们今天好像预备了我们中国我们华人的两代哈，下一代跟我们的上一代，但是在这个时间我们看到两代一起走，我们要进入命定。
So today, we have the two generation prepared ready. We are going to enter into the calling together.
我们再次的看到我们全球的家人在中港台澳，在马来西亚、新加坡、在日本。各地的家人，有些家人可能我没有点到的哈，但是是在欢迎你，谢谢你在我们当中，以至于我们可以今天一起，真的期待在这个普尔节一起进入命定。
So we are very thankful to see the family from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Macau, Malaysia, Singapore, overseas. Some places I may not mention, but we're really glad you are with us today. We are going to enter the destiny together today.
今天我的心已经非常的兴奋，因为我刚刚跟从以色列来的Russia 爸爸还有这个Rania， 当他们在有一点点的分享的时候，哇，我的里面已经非常的兴奋，所以我们期待今天跟以色列的家人跟阿拉伯的家人来一起进入我们中国人的宗字的命定。
My heart is really exciting because during the pre-meeting, Papa Asher and then Rania from Israel, they already gave us a brief sharing, and my spirit is so stirred, and I'm so exciting. Today, we are going to enter our destiny with our family from Israel.
我们先有请Christina， 我们在第一天我们看到她真的是一个身份的一个破茧而出。好，然后今天他要就是这样的一个宝贝的一个器皿，他是从 iHub 来的然后他要来释放敬拜的时候，我们也看到真是一个新的身份所带下来的一个爱的恩膏。阿们。
So we're going to welcome Christina to lead worship for us. She's from iHub. She shared her major breakthrough in her identity the first night. So we see in the new identity, she's going to release the anointing of love.
然后在她敬拜完，我们要请我们的这个从我们大家长这个周爸周神祝牧师要为我们做个开始的祷告。
So after his her worship, Papa Daniel, our father in the house, we're going to open prayer for us.
Papa Nathaniel.
Sorry, Papa Nathaniel.
We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Jesus. Let's do your name. You are the only one, only one, only one found worthy, worthy of our love. Each year 我心完全释放你
Breath, I will love you, Lord.
谢谢 Christina.
We thank Christina.
这么甜美的敬拜，让我的心很感动。
Such a time of sweet worship, which really moves our heart.
一个刚开始不愿承认自己华人身份的啊一个孩子，现在是站在位上来啊释放对全家的爱。
We can see that a child who had previously been unwilling to identify with her Chinese heritage is now taking her position in the family of God and to release God's love.
这个普尔杰实在是一个真实的普尔杰，因为我们看到许多的见证是在我们当中反败为胜的见证。
So this season of the Purim is a true Purim because we have seen so many testimonies where defeat has been turned into victory.
Christina 刚刚跟我们讲说，当她在敬拜的时候，早上我们在北美都是一大早哈，她要把她的孩子们都要就是在敬拜声把他们给叫醒。她也本来不是一个早起的人，所以我真的看到她愿意这样的来付代价，是一个被赎回的。真的是一个以斯帖。
Because here in North America, it's quite early in the morning for us. So Christina shared that in order to lead worship, she had to wake up all of her children as well. And so we see that she is truly a redeemed Esther who is willing to pay a price.
是的，以斯帖就是选择走出那个安逸，选择去爱家人，爱神胜过一切。
And this Esther is willing to pay the price and to, go out of her comfort zone to choose to love her family and to love God.
在她的命定当中，她突然醒觉过来的时候，她就可以胜过她的地位、她的安逸、她的身份，而进入她的命定。
And she has now been awakened to her destiny, awakened enough that she is willing to overcome her circumstances and to enter into her destiny.
今天早上四点十四分，我醒过来的时候，神给我的这个经文就是以斯帖记四章十四节。
And around 4:14 this morning, I woke up and God put a verse in my heart, which is chapter 4, verse 14 of the book of Esther.
此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得拯救，你和你的父家必至灭亡，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Verse 14 says, For if you remain silent at this time, belief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
以斯帖站起来是多么的重要。
And so how important it was for Esther to stand up.
但是如果没有迫切感来在背后鞭策她，来鼓励她，她是没有办法站起来的。
But she would not have been able to stand up without there being a Mordecai standing up behind her to encourage her and challenge her.
我们有许多非常宝贵的华人的莫迪改，其中一位最重要的家人就是我们的周神助周爸爸。
And so one of the very important Mordecais that we have here in our global Chinese family is Papa Joe.
Papa Nathaniel 是我们在这个整个的华夏一家的一个非常重要的一个爸爸，他在一开始我们聚集的时候就为我们做了遮盖的祷告。
Papa Nathaniel Zhou has been a very important father figure in our global Chinese family. And from the very beginning of our gathering, he has made a prayer of covering for us.
其实在2001年，周爸他是非常神迹的在耶路撒冷见到了代爸，在那里相遇的时候也开始了这个回家的旅程，在华人当中的一个开始。
In 2001, Papa Joe had miraculously met up with Papa David Damien. And so starting then was the journey of the global Chinese one family in the homecoming.
他多年来只传讲这个合一的信息，把华人今天大大的来兴起，站在一起，我相信周爸心中非常的得安慰。我有请周爸再为我们最后一场做祝福的祷告，谢谢。
And so for many years, he has preached the message of oneness among the Chinese. And so today, we will ask him again to pray a prayer of covering for our gathering.
亲爱的天父，来到你面前，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come into your presence to give you praise and to give you our thanks.
为这三场的聚集，我们献上感恩。
For all three of these gatherings, we give you our gratitude.
主啊，在这充满到处震动的一个季节，主啊，你给我们一个不能震动的家。
Lord, you have given us an unshakable family, even though we are living in the world and in times that is filled with shaking everywhere.
主，我们再一次说，我们感谢你。
Lord, we say again, we thank you.
让我们能够在你的里面，主啊，不但是我们华人，各地的华人，有一个不能震动的家。
Lord, we thank you not only for giving us an unshakable family to the global Chinese everywhere.
不能震动的身份。
An unshakable identity is what you have given us.
更感谢你给我们一个不能震动的命定。
And moreover, we thank you for giving us an unshakable destiny.
主，我们更感谢你，让我们今天晚上能够跟我们在中东的长兄，能够跟他们一起听他们分享，让我们一起进入你给我们一起的命定。
And moreover, we thank you for giving us the opportunity this morning or this evening to join together in fellowship with our elder brother from the Middle East and to listen to their testimony so that we can enter into our destiny together.
正如你先前在温哥华给我们看见的中华这个中的意象。
As previously you have shown us in a vision, in Vancouver, when we say China, this middle, middle country, or what this middle, the word middle, should mean.
这个中让我们看到好像我们两只手，一只手要牵着拉着，哦，主啊，主啊，以撒的后裔，一只手要牵着以实玛利的后裔，要一起进入你荣耀的命定。
And it's as if, on the one hand, we should take hold of the descendants of Isaac, and with the other hand, we should take hold of the descendants of Ishmael, and together enter into your destiny.
我们渴望在这样的命定中，我们一起为荣耀的君王来预备道路。
And in that destiny, we thirst to prepare a way, prepare a path for the coming and glorious king.
在这里我们恭敬的 哦，主啊，主啊，渴望在你的你的同在中，我们要听哦，主啊，主啊，在我们哦，主啊，长兄，主啊，在哦，主啊，在耶路撒冷，哦，主啊，主啊，在那里为我们分享宝贵的见证。
And our elder brother coming from Jerusalem has a precious testimony to share with us, Lord. And so, Lord, we listen to that in your presence.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
And we give you all thanks and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
谢谢周爸。
We thank you, Papa Joe.
实在是同感一灵，我也在想到这个宗字的命定。
Indeed, we are moved by the same spirit, and I thought of our destiny in the word middle as well.
就像周爸所说的，在温哥华2009年的聚集，神在那里就开启我们，我们的宗字是一手拉着以实玛利的后代，一手拉着以撒的后代，就是这个宗字，我们一起进入命定。
And indeed, through the word middle, we enter into our destiny in that on the one hand, we take hold of the descendants of Isaac, and with the other, we take hold of the descendants of Ishmael, and we enter into our destiny together.
是的，我们华人站在一起，最终不是为了我们的身份而已，也不是为着我们得医治而已，而是为着神自己的国度，他要来大大的彰显。
And so the global Chinese standing together is not only for our own destiny or identity, and not only for our own healing, but rather it's for the revelation and the glorification of His kingdom.
今天非常的宝贵，我们不仅有华人的莫迪改，我们也有我们在以色列的莫迪改，我们的 Papa Asher 今天要在我们当中分享。
And so today it's been very precious that not only do we have the Mordecais among the Chinese, we also have a Mordecai from Israel, which is Papa Asher. He's going to share among us.
不仅他要分享，我们当中还有一位是阿拉伯，我亲爱的姐妹 Rania, 她要跟她同台分享。
And not only so, we have our dear sister, Arabic sister, sister Rania, she is going to share as well.
Wow, 他们的他们不只是在只是两个不同的来自不同地方不同的民族，而是他们的心是这样的联合，他们的心是这样的相爱。我们待会儿会听到他们非常精彩的分享。
And we will share hear wonderful testimony from them that even though they are coming from two different places and cultures, and their hearts are so well connected in this destiny.
Asher 牧师呢是在。我们在这个全球的聚集当中，当我听到他经过五年的时间，非常的不容易，在耶路撒冷有经过非常的挣扎，或者甚至是这个灵里面被定为是假先知的这样的假教师的这样的一个非常痛苦的一个经历，但是呢，go ahead.
Pastor Asher had.You know, in this global gathering, I've heard that he, over the past 5 years, had a very difficult experience, not only some struggles, but also in the spirit realm, he had been accused as a false prophet or a false teacher.
但是借着爱的大能，借着这样的一个全然的，在神国文化里面，那样一个尊荣和谦卑，他，神就为他完全的释放了这样的一个困境。
But God has given him complete release from that position of struggle through the power of love and through the kingdom culture of honor and humility.
我的心中非常的感动，我就一直在流泪。我说：“哇，主啊，我们华人就是需要这样的见证，就是要需要这样的反败为胜。”
And so my heart has always been touched and I've, you know, been moved to tears because I know that among the Chinese, and I said, Lord, this is the type of testimony that we need. This is the turning from defeat to victory that we need.
神常常把一些的种子放在我们的当中，但是呢，在华人当中，我们实在是有 made in China, 中国制造的这样的一个恩膏，就是我们可以把一个神给的一个托付，把它繁殖。把它遍传到各地。
And so indeed, God has given us a seed among the Chinese. And one of the blessings and the graces that we have as Chinese is, you know, made in China, because we are able to nurture, we are able to replicate, and we are able to grow that seed in accordance to God's destiny.
我盼望, 我们这位宝贵的父老, 他不仅是非常宝贵的一个教师, 他也是一位父亲, 并且呢, 他的生命经过这样的磨练, 我虽然我们只有在会前一点的时间, 我们来, 来把要分享的有一些的交通, 但是我们全心的来, 拥抱, 全心的来祝福, 全心的来拥有这样的一位父亲, 我们有请 Papa Usher。
And so with all of our hearts, we welcome and embrace and mutually own Papa Usher and his sharing, even though I've only had a little bit of time before during the preparation to have fellowship with him. And so let's turn our time over to him.
Hello, everyone of our dear friends among the Chinese.
大家好,我们华人家人当中的家人,大家好。
We're here in... Israel, with my dear friend Ariel, who I'll introduce in a moment, and Rania.
我们在 以色列耶路撒冷，我跟我的朋友 Ariel 还在这里，待会会介绍他，还有 Rania.
But I'm also here with my own Queen Esther, which is my wife Betty.
在我旁边的是我的皇后以斯帖，也就是我的太太 Betty.
And we just want to say to all of our friends that we love you and are happy to be part of this same family together.
我就想跟所有的朋友说，我们爱你，我们真的很开心可以跟你们在同一个家中。As
shalom from Israel, and we love you, and we're very happy to see you today.
从以色列祝你们平安，我们真的很开心与你们在一起。And
happy Purim.
普尔节快乐。Happy
Purim.
We'll let you go. So, just want to make sure there's no misunderstanding. This is a Purim costume.
我希望大家没有人要误会，这个是普尔节的一个装饰。
Want to make sure there's no misunderstandings about me putting a crown on my head.
对，要确认大家不要误会我，好像要把皇冠戴在我头上。
Anyway, and here is my dear friend, my brother Ariel, whom I think most of you know.
在旁边是我的一个好朋友，也就是艾利耶，他是很多人都认识的。
And Ariel, more than anyone else, has taught me as a Jew how to identify with all the different Chinese people.
Ariel他真的教了我很多如何跟华人家庭来认同的方面。
And so, Ariel, maybe you can just say hello and then pray for me. I'll share something and then we'll go on to Rania.
那我请Ariel来为我祷告，然后可以分享，再把时间转给Rania。
Again, hallelujah, we'll pray together. 我们在一起祷告吧。 主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们赞美你的圣名。
We praise your holy name.
你是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也是以色列的神。
You are also the God of Esther.
今天我们祷告,
and today we pray.
祝福亚什牧师,
and we pray and we bless Pastor Asher.
祝福他的分享,
bless his sharing and testimony.
就能够我们能够看这个以斯帖记的奥秘。
So that we can see the mystery recorded in the book of Esther. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Aria. Well, I've been thinking a lot this week about Esther and the book of Esther.
这个礼拜我思想了关于很多关于以斯帖还有以斯帖记的事情。
And what I'd like to do is share a little bit about the historic background of the book.
我想要做的是今天来分享以斯帖记的一些历史背景。
And then about what Esther herself, what she was going through during the book.
还有在以斯帖在这本书里面他个人所经历的。
Because she gives us a pattern that all of us, you as Chinese, Arab Christians, Messianic Jews, we are all going to go through this same pattern together.
因为他给了我们一个模范，不管我们是华人的基督徒、弥赛亚信徒或是阿拉伯信徒，我们都走类似的道路。
And I have also want to just say that our hearts go out to all of our dear Chinese brothers and sisters.
我们也想要说我们的心是对着我们所有华人的弟兄姐妹。
Just to say that we are one with you in the Lord.
我们在主里面与你们是一。
What a beautiful feeling for Jews and Arabs and Christians and all other peoples to be one together because of Jesus.
真的是极其美好的事情，因着耶稣，我们犹太人、阿拉伯人、华人，所有的人可以在主里是一。
Yeshua has bought us by his blood to be one family.
耶稣用他的宝血把我们众人都买赎回来成为一。
And also to have a position of royalty together with him.
我们也一同因着他要成为尊贵。
And this we can certainly learn from the book of Esther.
我们可以从以斯帖记来学习这件事。
So let's go on. The book of Esther is the story of Purim is a real historical event.
以斯帖记是关于普尔节的故事，它是真实发生的历史事件。
And the events happened around 480 years BC.
这事件发生在公元前480年。
It's after the time of Daniel, but before the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
它是在但以理记之后，在以斯拉还有尼希米之前。
And this is speaking of a real historical event.
它是真实发生的历史事件。
But it also gives us an amazing prophetic parable about our role as believers in Jesus in the end times.
他也给我们非常完美的一个典范，就是基督徒在末世的时候的角色。
In Hebrew, we say that everything in Purim reverses itself.
在希伯来文里面，我们说在以斯帖记里面，所有的事情它都是被逆转的。
And the story of this beautiful book is that the kingdoms of evil get reversed into a kingdom of righteousness.
在这个美好的这本书里面，那邪恶的王国就被逆转成那个美好的王国。
Which is the same message the Bible tells us is the last mystery of God, that the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Messiah.
这也就是圣经告诉我们的奥秘，就是在末世这个邪恶的人的国会被转成神的国。
And that's, of course, at the seventh trumpet in the book of Revelation, chapter 11.
这就是在启示录十一章里面讲的七号。
Well, let's read the first verse of the scroll of Esther.
那我们先来读以斯帖记第一章第一节。
I'll read it in Hebrew and then translate it for you.
我会先用希伯来读文读，然后读英文。
ויהי בימי אחשוורוס ואחשוורוס המולך מהודו עד כוש, and in the days of Ahasuerus, who reigned from India to Ethiopia, 127 nations.
亚哈随鲁作王，从印度直到古时，也就是伊索比亚，统管127省。
This is a huge empire that reigned over the entire world.
这是一个极大的帝国，它管理了全世界。
In a very simplified way, I see in the Bible seven international empires of the ancient world that led up to the time of the birth of Christ.
用非常非常简单的方式，我看到在国际的里面有七个帝国，直到耶稣诞生。
The first was the great Egyptian empire in the time of Joseph.
第一个是埃及的帝国，就是在约瑟的时候。
And then after the Israelites went out of Egypt, and then the Israelites set up their kingdom. They were really the second kingdom.
当以色列人从埃及出来以后, 他们就建立了自己的帝国, 那是第二个帝国。
And they became an empire in the time of David and Solomon.
他们在大卫和扫罗王的时候, 就成为一个, 极大的帝国。
When their kingdom began to sin, God sent a prophet, Jonah, to Assyria to preach to them.
当他们开始犯罪的时候, 神就差派先知, 就是哈拿到他们当中。
Then the Assyrians repented, and they became the greatest kingdom of the world in their time.
对，是亚述。 后来, 亚述他们就悔改, 悔改了以后, 他们就成为极大的帝国。
Those were actually the first three kingdoms, first Egypt, then Israel, then Assyria.
这是最开始的三个帝国, 埃及, 以色列, 亚述。
Which, of course, we see reflected in the Isaiah 19 highway.
那当然我们看到在以赛亚书19章大道里面有提到。
And then the Assyrian Empire was conquered by the Babylon Empire.
那后来亚述帝国就被巴比伦帝国所攻灭。
And that was in, it reached its peak in the days of Daniel.
后来是在但以理的时候达到巅峰。
And then the Babylonian Empire was conquered by the Persians.
后来巴比伦帝国就被波斯帝国所打败。
And that's what happens in the book of Esther.
这也就是以斯帖记发生的时刻。
And they became the greatest empire of the world in their day, in the time of Mordecai.
所以在他们那个时候, 他们成为世界上最大的帝国, 也就是莫迪改的时刻。
Then just by the way, the Persians were conquered by the Greeks, and then the Greeks were conquered by the Romans.
那, 接下来希腊帝国, 然后, 罗马帝国。
It's interesting that in all of those ancient kingdoms, they came to their moments, their historic moment of great glory, when they when a believer, such as Joseph, or David, or Jonah, or Daniel, or Mordecai, came into the government with them.
当这些, 古代的帝国, 他们都达到他们的高峰, 最高的荣耀的时候呢, 都是, 信徒掌权的时候, 像是约瑟, 约拿, 莫迪凯等等。
Now, let's go on to Esther chapter 2.
那接下来我们来看以斯帖记第二章。
There is symbolic meaning in the book of Esther.
在以斯帖记里面许多象征性的意义。
There's some things that kind of jump out to the Hebrew eye when you read the book.
对, 带着希伯来的眼光, 你可以从里面来看到。
One of them was that Mordecai was from the tribe of Benjamin.
其中一个就是莫迪改, 他是便雅悯的子孙。
And Haman was supposedly from the people of the Amalekites from Agag.
哈曼他其实是亚玛利人亚甲王的后代。
In which we repeated the same battle that was between King Saul and the King Agag of the Amalekites.
所以这好像就重复了在扫罗王和亚甲王亚玛利人亚甲王 彼此之间的征战。
So there's a continuing battle between, a spiritual battle between good and evil that goes on in every generation.
所以在属灵里面善与恶的征战在每一代持续的发生。
It's amazing that actually the name of the word that we use in Hebrew for Antichrist comes from the description of Haman in the book of Esther.
所以非常奇妙的在圣经里面后来来描述敌基督他的名字其实是从哈曼的这边传出来的。
And all these are signs of spiritual warfare behind the scenes.
这些都是一些象征, 就是背后的属灵意义。
I want to save time, so let's jump up to the next section.
因为时间的关系, 我先要跳到下一个, 下一个章节。
We call this Purim because in this time there were lots that were thrown to decide what date to try to destroy the Jews.
我们说这是普尔节，因为在这个时刻就有制签，也就是制普尔决定什么时候要毁灭犹太人。
Now, in the book of Esther, it's known that it's the only book in the Old Testament that does not have the name of God in it.
以斯帖记是在圣经里面唯一一本书没有神的名字在里面。
And yet, to my viewpoint, you see more of the sovereign hand of God in the intervention and history in this book than any other book in the Bible.
但是从我的眼光看到，在这本书里面看到神圣的手的神的手的介入，胜过其他任何其他的书。
That itself is a lesson that God is intervening and sovereign over history, even when you don't see it.
所以这就是给我们一个教训，就是神的手会在我们不知道的时候介入到许多的历史事件。
Here's a little thing to notice about the sovereign hand of God here.
有一件小的事情我想要来解释关于神圣的介入。
When Haman decides to kill all the Jews, it was in the first month of the year.
当哈曼决定要来杀戮所有的犹太人，那个是正月第一个月。
And then he threw lots to decide which month of the year to kill them.
后来他就掷普尔，就是掷签，要决定哪一个月要来杀他们。
What month did it come out? The last month of the year, the 12th month.
那后来选了哪一个月呢？选的是十二月最后一个月。
God was going to give the people time to get ready.
神要给他的百姓有时间预备好。
And it's a sign that God plans things from the beginning, but executes it at the end.
这就预表了神在一开始就预备好所有的事情，但在最后的时候他会执行。
So the Feast of Purim takes place in the 12th month, the last month of the biblical calendar.
所以普尔节是在圣经的月历的最后一个月发生。
And then they threw lots as to which day of the month.
然后他们再执签决定是哪一天在12月要执行。
And the day came out one day before the full moon.
那日子出来就是在月圆的前一天。
So that after the time of vengeance, when they would have a celebration, would be at the time of the full moon.
所以报仇之后就在月圆的时候会有一个庆祝。
Which is amazing to see that the Feast of Esther takes place on the full moon of the last month, and then Passover takes place on the full moon of the first month.
所以就非常奇妙的可以观察到，以斯帖的盛宴是在一年最后一个月的月圆的时候发生，逾越节是在第一个月的月圆的时候发生。God
plans things from beginning to end.
神预备所有的事从开始到结束。The
beginning of faith is for us the death and resurrection of Yeshua at Passover.
我们的信心就是耶稣的复活在逾越节的时候发生。
And the end is all the kingdoms of evil of this world being taken over by the kingdoms of our Lord Yeshua.
那我们信心的结束就是这个世界邪恶的国会被神的国所取代。
Here's another interesting thing.
这是另外一件有趣的事。
When Haman said he wanted to kill the Jews, he used three verbs, Lashmid, Larog, Lamid, to destroy, kill, and exterminate.
当哈曼要毁坏犹太人的时候，他用了三个字，是全然剪除、杀戮、灭绝。When
Jesus referred to his battle against Satan in the New Testament in John 10,
耶稣在约翰福音10章讲到他和撒旦的战争。He
said, I came to give you life, but the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy.
他说，我来是要给你们生命，但仇敌来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And he was quoting from the book of Esther, apparently, saying that Haman was an example of a demonic person.
所以他其实是从以斯帖记来讲这一段话，就是哈曼他是要来剪除毁坏。
He said, as Mordecai fought against Haman, I, Jesus, Yeshua, am fighting against Satan.
所以就如同莫迪改去与哈曼征战一样，我会来战胜撒旦。
But let's go on. I want to jump all the way up now to chapter 8.
那我现在要进到以斯帖记第八章。This
is toward the end of the story.
这是故事的结尾。And
in chapter 8, verse 7, it says, Rabim me'amei ha'aretz mityahadim. chapter 8, verse 17. Many of the people of the land became Jews.
在以斯帖记第八章的第十七节, 他就讲到说, 许多人因惧怕犹太人就入了犹大旗。
Now remember, this is 500 years before the time of Jesus.
要记得这是在耶稣来之前的500年。
So the Jewish people were carrying the seed of Jesus in them.
所以这些犹太人他们其实都带着, 耶稣的种在里面。
So the people becoming Jews meant that they were coming to believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以他们进了犹大籍的意思就是他们来相信, 亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神。
And therefore also believing in the promises of the coming of the Messiah that would come through the Jewish people.
也就是相信, 耶稣将要再来的弥赛亚会透过犹太人而来。
So that by application today could be seen as the Jewish people.
今天的应用就是可以看在犹太人身上。
And as Christians living in any nation.
还有在各国所居住的基督徒。
And also us as Messianic Jews.
当然还有我们自己是犹太弥赛亚信徒。
Let's think about this for a moment. At the beginning of the Gospels, it says that there were wise men that came from the East to announce about the coming of the birth of Jesus.
所以在福音一开始的时候,有东方来的智者,他们来宣告耶稣的降生。
Where did they come from?
他们从哪里来呢?
Think about this.
我们可以想下,
the kingdom of Persia went all the way out to India.
波斯帝国它一直延伸到印度。
And there were people in India because of Esther who became believers in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在印度的人因着以斯帖他们相信了亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神。
And I believe it was from them that the wise men came from the East.
我就相信是在那个地方,东方来的人来宣告耶稣的诞生。
Also, the mention of people coming to faith in the God of Israel in India.
在印度提到他们进入犹太人的信仰。
Is the closest place that you see the faith getting out to China.
这是在圣经里面记载最靠近中国的人能够来进入信仰。
So perhaps the people in India who came to faith afterwards then went and shared in China.
所以或许就是在印度的人在那个时候他们接受了信仰,然后他们就分享给中国的人。
Here's another thing.
这是另外一件事。
When the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节圣灵降临的时候,
in the book of Acts chapter 2,
在使徒行传第二章,
it said there were Jews and converts from every nation of the world who came on that date.
他说, 在那一天, 有犹太的人, 还有从各族各方来的人,
and some of them came from Persia.
有一些人就是从波斯帝国来的。
In other words, the people that came to faith at the time of Esther from all these different nations of the world,
也就是说在以斯帖他那个时候, 从各国, 因着他而进入信仰。
Some of them, 500 years later, came up to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以, 这些人在500年后, 他们进到耶路撒冷去庆, 欢庆节期, 去领受圣灵。
And then they went back to their nations to share the gospel.
他们也回到他们自己的国家去分享福音。
So at the time of Esther, because of her faith, the faith in God of the Bible went out to all the nations of the world.
所以在以斯帖记的,因着以斯帖的信,他对神的信心,许多的人接受了信仰,进入到列国里面。
Some of them came up to Jerusalem at the time of Pentecost and received the gospel and the Holy Spirit and went back to their nations to spread the gospel.
所以有一些人就在五旬节的时候进到耶路撒冷,领受福音,领受圣灵,回到他们自己的国家,继续去分享福音。
Now I want to come to the main point of what I want to share with you.
所以我今天分享的重点,
And I'm watching the development that had in Esther.
我看着在以斯帖记里面的进展,
which I believe something is God wants for me and for all of you.
我相信神要我学习,
for my sister Rania, for my friend Ariel, for all of you in the Chinese believing world.
不管是我的朋友 Ariel, 或者是, Rania, 或者是所有华人的信徒,
think of the process that Esther went through. I'm
going
to try to summarize this process in 2 minutes and then we'll pray.
我会来总结这整个过程在两分钟之内, 然后我们就祷告。
You start out with Esther, and she is described as being pure, beautiful, and submissive.
我们以斯帖一开始她被形容的是, 纯净的, 美丽的, 顺服的。
She was pure in the fact that she was a virgin.
她是, 纯洁的, 因为她是一位处女。
She was beautiful in the fact that she won an international beauty conference, contest.
她非常的美丽, 因为她, 她是全世界选美的皇后。
And by submissive here, I mean in the positive sense of the world.
她是顺服的, 而且是一个正向的顺服。
That she had an obedient heart to God and to the kingdom.
她对神还有对神国是顺服的。
And so she became the image of the bride that replaces the image of Jezebel and the harlot.
所以她就她的这样子一个形象就取代了耶洗别还有,
Genius. Because of her pure heart, she becomes an image of all of us, you and me, as believers in Jesus.
那因为她纯净的心, 她就成为我们, 你和我所有信徒的一个代表。
We should all have some of that heart of purity and beauty and submission and obedience.
我们每一个人都应该要有一部分她的心, 就是, 纯洁的, 顺服的, 美丽的。
I believe that all of you are that way.
我相信你们所有的人都是这样子的。
But then comes the next step.
但, 但有第二步。
A worldwide crisis.
就是全球的危机。
A disaster.
一个危机。
The government of the entire world empire is taken over by the most evil person of that generation.
就是一个管理全球帝国的一个政府被当时最邪恶的人掌权。
The worldwide government is taken over by a person that Jesus compares to Satan.
这个全球的帝国,他被掌权的这个人是耶稣比喻成撒旦的。
The worldwide government is taken over by a person who is compared to the Antichrist in Hebrew.
在全球帝国掌权的这个人是在希伯来文里面, 他被形容成, 敌基督。
We're going to see something similar to that in the end times.
我们在末世的时候我们会看见类似的事发生。
And the people were shocked.
人们会很震惊。
It says that the people in the capital were confused and embarrassed.
所以, 在圣经里面就, 有讲到说人们都很震惊, 非常的觉得很羞耻。
How could the king let this happen?
就是这个国, 国王怎么能够让这样的事情发生?
How could God let this happen?
神怎么能让这样的事发生?
And we need to learn about this, that there's a purpose that God has in allowing evil to emerge and show itself.
我们必须从里面学习一个教训, 就是神容让这样的事情发生, 就是让邪恶被曝光出来。
So this is the second stage of Esther and all of the believers dealing with evil in the world.
所以这就是第二个步骤, 就是以斯帖或者是全球的信徒如何来面对这样子的邪恶。
That brings her to the next stage of intercession and of prayer and of fasting and of dedication.
我们就进入到第三个步骤, 也就是代祷, 禁食, 祷告, 呼求。
Because of her having to find courage to face evil, she had to come to a higher place of faith.
因为她要有信心能够来面对这样的邪恶, 她就必须要来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to worry about evil.
弟兄姐妹, 我们不需要因着邪恶而担心。
God is sovereign.
神是神圣的。
But he wants us to learn how to fight evil.
但是他要我们学习如何的与邪恶来征战。
He wants us to learn how to intercede.
他要我们学习如何来代祷。
And you'll see what happens in just a moment.
接下来你马上就会看到发生什么事。
Then comes the next stage.
然后下一个阶段。
Through her intercession, she comes before the king.
透过她的代祷，她来到王的面前。
And the king says to her, I will give you anything you want up to half of the kingdom.
王对她说，你一切所要的就是王，这个王国的一半都给你。
This is a message for you and me.
这个是给你和我的信息。
We come before the Lord in purity and humility and intercession.
我们来到神的面前，带着一个纯洁的心，带着一个谦卑的心，带着一个代祷的心。
We have nothing to offer except the grace of God that we have through Jesus.
我们没有什么可以给予的，除了透过耶稣的恩惠。
And God says to us, as Ahasuerus said to Esther,
神对我们说，就好像亚哈随鲁王对以斯帖说，
You have kingdom authority.
你有属天的权柄。
I am sharing my kingdom with you totally.
我将我的帝国完全与你分享。
You have half of the authority of the kingdom.
你有这个天国一半的权柄。
You and I, we are part of the bride of Christ.
你和我都是基督的心腹。
We are the bride of the King Messiah.
我们是弥赛亚王国的。
We share total authority with him.
我们与他分享所有的权柄。
Just as my beautiful wife Betty can go to the bank and she can take all my money out of the bank and I wouldn't even know about it.
就像我美丽的太太 Betty, 她可以到银行拿我所有的钱，我可能都不知道。
Why can she do that?
她为什么能做呢？
Because I love her and think she's beautiful and we're married, that's all.
因为我很爱她，我觉得她很美丽，就是因为这样。
But we're in that place to God.
我跟她也是结婚的，那我们跟神也是这样的一个关系。
And Esther would not have realized that if she didn't have to fight against the evil.
如果以斯帖她没有需要去面对这样邪恶的话，她可能不知道自己的权柄。
So she comes before the king and says, I have nothing but your grace.
所以他来到王的面前说，我什么都没有，我只有你的恩惠。
And he says to her, you have half the kingdom.
那王对他说，你有王的王国的一半。
Can we hear that today?
我们今天能不能听到神这样说？
We have total humility.
我们有完全的谦卑。
We come before the Lord.
我们来到神面前。
We have nothing but the grace of God in the blood of Yeshua.
我们什么都没有，只有在耶稣的宝血里面，他给我们的恩典。
And he says, that's enough.
那他说，这就足够。
I give you authority.
我给你权柄。
I give you my kingdom.
我给你我的王国。
Whatever you want.
你所有一切要的。
Now comes the next stage.
接下来下一个阶段。
Where she comes before the king and points to Haman and says, this is the man of evil.
他来到王的面前，指着哈曼说：“这就是邪恶的人。”
God is waiting for us to stand up like Esther and use the authority of righteousness and tear down the powers and principalities of Satan.
神要我们像以斯帖一样，在他面前站起来，拿起权柄，带着公义，将执政掌权的那些邪恶势力完全的破除。
Esther had grace.
以斯帖有恩典。
Then she began to intercede.
她开始代祷。
Then she received kingdom authority.
她领受天国的权柄。
And then she entered into spiritual warfare.
她进入属灵的征战。
And she fought against the powers of Satan and the Antichrist.
她与仇敌撒旦还有敌基督的权势征战。
And you know how she defeated him?
你知道她如何胜过他吗？
Two things.
两件事,
her beauty.
她的美丽,
and she pointed her finger.
她指向,
she said, this is the evil.
她指出来这就是邪恶,
take him down.
把他拿下来。
And what happened was, is that the king received what she said.
发生的事情就是王领受他所说的,
and he immediately got angry.
他马上就发怒了。
And I realized that God is waiting for us to take our place.
我领受到神要我们站在我们的位分。
He's already angry at Satan.
他已经对撒旦是愤怒的。
But he's waiting for us to stand up and take our place and take our kingdom authority and fight against the forces of evil.
他在等我们站起来,进入我们的位分,拿起我们的权柄,与仇敌来征战。
It's as if God is saying, I've been waiting for this moment.
神说,我一直在等这个时刻。
I've been waiting for you, the bride of Christ, to stand up and stand against evil so I can release my anger and judgment against it.
我一直在等基督的心腹站起来与仇敌征战,因此我可以来释放我对黑暗的审判和愤怒。
And by one word,
借着一句话,
one finger,
一个指头,
she takes down all the powers of the Antichrist.
他将敌基督一切的权势都拿下来。
And then what happens?
接下来发生什么?
Haman falls on his knees and begs her for his life.
哈曼跪在他的面前,求他饶他的性命。
Why did God allow for evil to come up?
神为什么容让邪恶出现?
So that he could make that evil bend their knees and beg for forgiveness from Esther.
他使那样的邪恶能够出现,然后跪倒在以斯帖的面前,向他祈求原谅。
Of course, if these were people, we would just share the gospel and have them saved.
当然我们对人,我们是分享福音,要他们得救。
But in the case of Satan and the Antichrist, it's an issue of judgment, not of salvation.
对于撒旦和敌基督,他们所需要的是审判,而不是救恩。
And then she comes into her next stage.
然后他又进入下一个阶段。
The king says, what do you want me to do?
你要我为你做什么?
And she steps up and now she's a totally different person.
她站起来,她现在是一个完全不一样的人。
She says, give me authority so that we can destroy the forces of evil.
给我权柄,因此我们可以毁灭所有邪恶的势力。
And they began to fight.
他们开始征战。
And she called for all of the believers in the whole nation to begin to fight.
他就呼召全国的信徒都要起来一起征战。
They killed 500 people.
他们杀了500人。
And then 300 people.
300人。
And then the 10 sons of Haman.
然后哈曼十个儿子也被杀,
and then 75,000 people across the whole world.
然后全球75,000人都被杀。
Now it's not that God wants us to kill people.
这不是说神要来,喜欢来杀人。
But he wants us to stand in spiritual warfare.
但他要我们在属灵征战里面站立。
To use our authority.
使用我们的权柄。
To bring righteous judgment and righteous vengeance even.
将公义的审判甚至公义的一个报复带来。
That we need to take our place.
我们需要站在我们的位上。
In prayer.
在祷告里面。
In kingdom authority.
在属天国的权柄里。
In spiritual warfare.
在属灵的征战里。
To tear down the forces of evil.
将邪恶的势力完全毁灭。
And turn the kingdoms around.
将周围的帝国都翻转。
So that the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord Yeshua.
所以这世上的属世的国可以成为属神的国。
All this was in the sovereign hand of God.
这一切都在神神圣的手里。
When it happened fast.
当发生的时候会很快的速度发生。
I think the whole part that took place from the decision of Haman to his destruction was less than a month.
我相信从哈曼他的决定到后面的事情发生只用了一个月。
But this is according to the Bible what will take place in the last month of the year.
根据圣经来说就是在最后会花一个月。
Not only is this a historical event in the past,
这不仅仅是在过去发生的历史事件。
It is a prophetic parable about the future.
这是一个先知性未来会发生的事。
For all of us to stand together,
我们所有的人都要站在一起。
In humility, in purity, and grace,
在谦卑，在纯洁，在恩惠里面。
And take our place, like Esther and Mordecai,
如同以斯帖、莫迭改一样，站入他们的位分。
So that we can stand in spiritual warfare,
我们可以在属灵的征战里面站立。
And change history.
来改变历史。
Change the kingdoms of this world.
改变这世上的国。
Invite the kingdom of Yeshua to come.
我们来邀请耶稣的国度降临。
And so that's what I want to pray for you and for me.
这就是我想为你，为我来祷告的。
That we will learn from this historical event of the past.
我们会从这过去的历史事件当中学到。
So that we will be ready.For the events of the future that we see in the book of Revelation.
所以我们可以为未来在启示录面所记载的事件来预备。
We need to be ready to stand up as the saints of God in these end times.
我们必须要在末世站立如同神的圣民。
God will allow evil to be manifest.
神容让邪恶来彰显。
Not so that the evil will win.
不是因为邪恶他会赢。
But that we will change.
而是因为我们要被改变。
And we will stand up against evil.
我们会站来对抗邪恶。
And evil will be taken down.
邪恶会被破除。
And righteousness will be revealed.
正义、公义会被彰显。
One last little thought, and then I'll turn it over to Rania.
分享最后的想法，我就把时间交给 Rania.
It's interesting there in the Hebrew that said the scaffolds where they were, where Haman wanted to hang Mordecai.
就是在讲到哈曼想要把莫迪改挂上去的架子。
It's the word in Hebrew etz.
在希伯来文是这个字。
Which is the same weird word for tree or wood and also for the cross.
就是同一个字是树木，也是十字架。
It's just as Mordecai was supposed to be hanged on this cross, that's what switched the kingdoms of this world and brought the victory.
就是那本来要挂莫迪改十字架，就有整个的翻转，把这整全国。
Mordecai was supposed to be hanged on the cross, and then it was switched to Haman.
莫迪改本来应该被挂在这架上，但是后来变成哈曼。
Just as Yeshua Jesus was hanged on the cross for us, and that is what gives us victory. Over all the forces of evil in the world.
所以耶稣挂在十字架上，因此就给我们权柄，能够来胜过这世界上所有的邪恶。
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Yeshua.
亲爱的天父，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
For all of us here.
为我们所有的人祷告。
Jews and Arabs.
犹太人或阿拉伯人。
And Chinese.
华人。
And people from every nation of the world, from Africa to India.
在列国列邦的人从印度到
That we would become like Esther and Mordecai in our generation.
在我们的世代里面，我们会成为像以斯帖和莫迪改。
Thank you, Father, for your putting your kingdom inside of us.
父，谢谢你将你的国度放在我们里面。
Allowing us to go through difficult and evil situations.
让我们经过困难或邪恶的环境。
Not so that the difficult situations would overcome us.
不是让邪恶困难的环境胜过我们。
But that we would overcome evil.
而是我们会胜过邪恶。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Rania and I want to pray together.
Rania 和我想要一起祷告。
As a Jew and an Arab, we want to pray for you together.
犹太人和阿拉伯人，我们想要一起为你们祷告。
My dear sister Rania, whom I love very much.
Rania 是我非常爱的一个姐妹。
So she's going to share her testimony, and then we'll pray together. Rania, over to you, dear.
她会先分享她的见证，然后我们一起祷告。我们将时间交给 Rania。
Thank you so much. Wow, such a very rich message, Asher. Thank you so much.
谢谢 Asher， 是非常丰富的一个信息。
I want to also say thank you to all our Chinese family. We love you. We send our love and greetings to you from. I am actually today also in Jerusalem.
我也想要来问候我们的华人的家人。今天正好是在耶路撒冷跟大家问安。
Such an honor to be together and really celebrate Purim together, and both Arab and Jew standing with our global Chinese family.
今天很荣幸跟大家在一起，在普尔节跟大家一起来庆祝，就是我们的犹太弟兄，还有阿拉伯，还有跟华人一起的家人来庆祝。
I would like to bring a perspective of the Esther story, which more emphasizes really the interaction that was going there between her and Mordecai, and plus the family part of this.
我想要从另外一个角度来看这个以斯帖的故事，就是从莫迪改，包括在这个家的当中。
And what really Esther was bringing was so deep and powerful, with really wrapping the whole story in such a prophetic parallel of what's going on with us today.
刚刚 Asher 分享的是非常的有意义，就是看到这个以斯帖的故事跟今天有一个对比。
This is not only a historic book, it's a book that's coming alive today for the what we are facing with the shaking all over the world.
这个不是只是一个历史性的故事，而是对我们今天面对现在的世界有一个先知性的对比。
But for me, really, Purim is all about this, this incredible attributes that Esther walked with, obedience, love, faith, and humility.
那对我来说，这个以斯帖的故事是非常的有意义，就是在于他行在这样的一个谦卑跟顺服里面。
And I feel like the Lord, what He is doing with us now, is really releasing to us keys to unlock ancient doors, ancient gates.In the spirit realm for such a time like this.
我感觉神在灵界里面在打开古老的门，帮助我们行在现今的日子里。
I always very inspired by the story of Esther because of Esther's courage.
我一直被以斯帖的故事很激励，因为她的勇敢。
Because also both of as you see, both of Mordecai and Esther were basically a family that walked together to see God's deliverance for their people and nation.
我们看见莫迪改跟以斯帖就是如同家人一般，他们走在一起，为了带下的是神对整个以色列国的救赎。
And because of this brave stand, they took, it has allowed God to move in such a historic way and turn things all over around, you know.
因为他们站立在一起呢，就看到神整个颠覆，逆转了这个局势。
God's very, you know, God's providence is so clear in this book.
那神呢是多么的明显出现在这卷书当中。
But also the cooperation of weak men and women who said yes to God and obeyed him.
还有就是软弱的人，但是他们向神说愿意跟神一起同工。
And I believe as we are coming together, I believe he's doing what he did with Esther, as Esther, you know, invited, imagine that, she invited the enemy Haman,to a banquet.
你想象以斯帖他是设摆了一个宴席，而且他是邀请那个敌人到这个宴席来。
And every time the book speaks of a banquet, the Bible speaks of a banquet, always the Lord speaks of victory and deliverance.
每一次在圣经里面出现筵席的时候，都是神在讲到一个得胜。
So every time he sets a table and a banquet, he is saying, I'm going to invite the enemy to this banquet.
那每次神就说，当我要设摆宴席的时候，我要邀请仇敌来，而且是我要跟你一起来面对他。
And the incredible ways of our God, the sovereignty and the providence of God, that he then turns things around and brings deliverance.
那就看见神他的主权在这当中，他逆转了这个局势，然后带下得胜。
And this is what Esther did. She invited the king to this banquet, but it was, the Bible says, it wasa banquet of wine, in Hebrew, mashte yayin.
那在圣经里面就讲到这一个宴席是一个设摆酒席，有讲到这个酒。
This part really stood out to me because for me this represented the blood of Jesus, the table of the Lord, the covenant that we have with the Lord and with each other as a family.
我看到这点觉得非常的重要，就是这个酒代表耶稣的宝血，是在这个家当中我们与主的立约。
And through that banquet, there basically what also Asher was sharing is that the exposure had happened and Esther pointed to Haman and exposed evil.
那就是在这个宴席当中，就像刚刚 Asher 讲的，他以斯帖可以指出哈曼，指出这个敌人。
It was such a wise strategy by Esther, and definitely inspired by the Holy Spirit to invite the king to this banquet.
这是一个很大的智慧，也当然是圣灵带领他，让以斯帖可以把这个敌人邀请来这个宴席，包括把这个王一起邀请来这个宴席。
And here we are also, we're sitting, I feel like we're really sitting around a table as a family, and we are discussing what happened with Esther back a thousand or two thousand years ago, and now here we are sitting at that table, and we are actually standing there together as a family, and we are also, with this banquet, I believe Haman's plans will be destroyed.
那我们今天一个家的身份一起站在一起呢，就如同两千多年前在一起一个家的身份站在这个宴席的当中，我们要一起来暴露这个仇敌的他的作为。
So this is also, you know, for me it represents the love of the family, the coming together, the knitting of hearts together when we are around the table.
当然当我们聚集在这个宴席的周围的时候，我们也是是以一个家的身份聚在一起，我们的心是交织在一起。
But we saw from this book that the breakthrough, in order for it to come forth, of course there was a lot of challenges, and it was a life and death challenges for the deliverance to come forth.
当我们看到在这个危机发生的时候，这个是有生死的差别，我们有看到这个危险。
Because of Esther's love to God and to her people, she risked her life for that.
以斯帖他因着对他百姓的爱，因着他对神的爱，他愿意付上生命的代价。
This always has challenged me, you know, because, wow, will I be able, Lord, to stand with such a grace?To give priority, not myself, but give priority to my people, to be an Esther for my people, and not only for my people, but for my Jewish family.
这个总是让我觉得很挑战，就是当我面对到同样的情况的时候，是不是我也会有这样的优先次序，是我愿意为着我的民族，甚至还有为犹太的民族，愿意付上我生命的代价。
So this, I feel like this is one of the main keys.Really, when I ponder on Esther, is my challenge is, Lord, I pray and I ask that you would deposit more of this love for each other and faith to believe together, and not only that, but courage to take action.
Oh, 所以当我看到这个故事的时候，我就跟神祷告，求主求你给我这样的勇气，让我可以有这样的心，有这样的爱，对着我的弟兄姐妹，当危机临到的时候，我可以为他们而战，而且不只是有这样的心，而且可以付之行动。
And with that combination of the love, the faith, and the action that Esther took to obey, really obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, she fought evil, and ultimately, Haman's plans were destroyed.
因着这样的爱、信心，还有他的行动呢，这个以斯帖就顺服圣灵，最后呢，可以胜过敌人，胜过哈曼。
And we see here, really that she was promoted because of that grace and humility and love.
正是因为他这样的有恩典、有爱和信心呢，他被高升。
You know, she basically received that authority because of these attributes that she walked with.
正是因为她有这些的特质呢，她被尊荣。
And the heart of the king could really trust her.
君王的心呢，才可以真的相信她。
But something stood to me here, and it says there, in one of the verse there, when she begins to... prepare herself to present herself before the king.
那我看到一点，就是当他在预备自己要显在王面前的时候。
And it says there, and Esther chose to put on her royal robes.
讲到以斯帖穿戴上了他的这个君王的这个皇族的外袍。
And I love how always the Hebrew gives us, the Hebrew scriptures always gives us.Even more depth to understanding the scripture.
我很喜欢这个希伯来的经文总能给我们对圣经更深的认识。
Because in Hebrew, in fact, it says that Esther has put on malchut, means she put on kingdom on her, royalty.
在希伯来文里面讲到他穿戴的是 malchut, 就是原文是说国度，他把国穿在身上。
She was promoted, she was putting the kingdom on her. Now think about that. We as Esthers all over the nations, Arab, Jew, and Chinese, today we are putting kingdom, we're putting malchut on us to move with this authority, governmental authority.
你想象一下，我们不管是阿拉伯人、是犹太人还是华人，今天我们是要把国度穿在我们自己的身上，我们承接的这样的权柄。
And I believe one aspect of this governmental authority and the kingdom demonstration is through our oneness and the hearts of the family, really walking together and moving with such love, obedience, humility, and courage.
我相信。以斯帖他的权柄正是在我们的家人是同心合一的这样同行的里面才能够才能够行出这样的权柄是因着我们的爱我们的顺服谦卑。
And I feel like when we are responding to the Lord in this manner of coming together and really deciding that we are to walk together in such humility, love, and also take action together, the Lord is going to releasethis big key, the keys of David, because we are in the season of the keys of David.
我相信当我们这样以爱和谦卑而且用实际行动来回应主的时候神就要释放他大卫的钥匙因为我相信现在就是大卫钥匙的时刻。
And we are together, walking with this, love and obedience and been given this royalty to unlock...the plans of God over nations, and how much more for Israel, Arab and Jew, and the Chinese together.
那我相信，当我们在爱和谦卑里面同行的时候，神就把如此的权柄赐给我们，是列国的家人，更是我们当中的，无论是阿拉伯的家人、犹太人的家人，还有华人的家人。
One of these major things I would say that the Lord has done in my life.As I would call myself as an Arab Esther, is really to walk in this love. You know, he challenged me every day, every time, Lord, I want to walk with this love for our Jewish family.
对我来说，这是一个非常主要的一个重点。神每天挑战我，就是我称自己是一个阿拉伯人的以斯帖。神每天挑战我是否可以活在这样的爱跟顺服谦卑里面。
And this is my testimony as an Arab Israeli from the land that have really asked the Lord for many years to touch my heart and not only, you know, just give me kind of like, oh, I will pray for my family, but really to love my Jewish family and to stand with them until the end.
这也是我的见证，就是我作为一个阿拉伯的姐妹。住在以色列地，我不只是说神，你帮助我来为我的弟兄姐妹祷告，而是说真实的可以用实际行动去爱我的弟兄姐妹，特别是犹太人的家人。
And this is really true for all our global family, isn't it?
这对我们列国的家人都是如此，不是吗
？That we will make a decision in our hearts as Esthers to stand for to see the salvation of Israel, to see.What God wants to do in the end time to preserve the seed of the promise here in the land of Israel.
我们都是以斯帖，不是吗？我们的心都是要看见神在末后的日子要存留，犹太人他的百姓的余种。
And it's incredible when both Arab and Jew stand together for these promises, God is going to release His favor.A move of the Holy Spirit is going to be released over the land, and I believe.A great awakening is about to be released when we are coming together in such unity.
而我相信当我们以这样合一的心聚在一起的时候，圣灵会浇灌在这个地上，而在以色列地会有极大的复兴产生。
So here we are, you know, both Arab, Jew, and Chinese, and I believe God has given.Our Chinese family such a favor and such authority in the nations. since 2012 when you received the key.
我相信呢，当我们今天犹太人、阿拉伯人跟华人的家人在一起的时候，是何等的重要。特别是2012年，当看到把钥匙交在华人的手中的时候，你们承载着是如此的恩惠和权柄。
You are such an incredible Esther to the nations of the earth, and how much more to us, both Arab and Jew. I can speak for myself, but I have experienced the power of our Chinese Esthers.
我可以代表我自己，也是代表许多的家人来说，你们是华人的家人，你们是如此重要的以斯帖，是对着列国而言的，我们都亲身的经历过。
And I want to honor our Chinese family for being so faithful to stand with both Jew and Arab as one.
我也想要衷心的表达我尊荣我们的华人的家人，你们是衷心的以斯帖，为犹太和阿拉伯家人站立的。
And for that,I felt like, wouldn't that be the best prophetic parallel picture of having Asher from Israel as our Mordecai? In fact, he is like a Mordecai to me as Rania, because he's always pushed me forth as an Esther in the land. He's always stood behind me to say, go forth, you know, because this is what Mordecai did. This is what he spoke destiny. He released Esther to her destiny.
其实对我而言 ，Asher 就是我的莫迪盖，就是我在这地上的我在以色列地的时候，他不断的帮助我，并且鼓励我进入到我的命定里面。这就是莫迪盖的身份，他鼓励以斯帖不断的帮助他进入到他真的命定里面。
And I feel as he would release also prayer over Chinese Esther to release this mantle of Esther, you know, over the Chinese family to walk in this.Power, and in this courage, in this love, in this humility, this grace, all what he has spoken, all what he has shared is to us together, uniting both Arab and Jew and see the Lord release this over the land of Israel, over Chinese, over all the nations, in such a time like this.
So I just want to invite Asher, he as a Mordecai, to release this.产业来给华人的家人，让我们可以进入到以斯帖的这个命定里面，带着能力、勇气和爱，是为着现今这个时刻，为着列国。
Amen, amen. I'd love also now to give it back to Asher or Joylen.
Yeah, let me
so that we can release prayer.
Let me jump in. PPT. 让我先进来。我真的非常的感动，在这个时刻。
I'm really moved at this moment.
我现在就想到仇敌原来是在这几场让我们看到他不只是要想把我们的孩子的身份偷去。
And the enemy not only wants to steal, I can see, not only wants to steal our children's identities.
他要偷去母亲们的健康。
And they want to also steal the mother's health.
我们也看到阿什牧师仇敌也要偷去他的名声。
And in the case of Pastor Asher, the enemy wants to steal his reputation.
这些都是想把莫迪改跟以斯帖的声音把它除掉。
And all of these is for the purpose of removing the voices of Mordecai and Esther.
当我们听到这样的大有能力的那分享，我们知道他当然不是假教师。他是一个真正的教师，是真正的父亲。
And so, of course, when we hear such powerful sharing and teaching, we know that he is not a false teacher. He is a true teacher and a true apostle.
他是这个使徒性的这个教导会来释放在华人当中，要兴起我们这个时代。
And his apostolic teachings will be released among the Chinese to raise us up in this generation.
但是就是借着这些的苦难，借着这些的磨练，我们在他们的身上。能够闻到这样的基督的馨香。
But it is through these sufferings and trials that we can see and we can smell the fragrance of Christ in him.
刚刚Rania 讲的非常的重要。其实在2016年的时候他邀请我去到他那里有一个特别的阿拉伯的妇女的聚集。
And Sister Rania spoke of something very important, which was that in 2016, she had invited me to go over to where she is. There is a group of gatherings for Arabic women, sisters.
在那个聚会的当中呢，他们就 给我们这些的家人每一个，就是要拿一个白色的石头，上面写着姓名。
And in that gathering, they wanted to give us each, every sister, a piece of white rock on which is written a new name.
在这个白石上面呢，写的名字，我这是非常 random 的，非常就是随意的抽了一个上面的名字，我就给 Rania 说，我说我看不懂，有阿拉伯文，我看不懂，他告诉我这个名字是什么。
And so I chose one piece of the rock. I chose it at random, but the name that's written on there is in Arabic, and I can read it. So I asked Sister Rania what it means, and she told me.
她说这就是以斯帖。
And she said, this is Esther.
而那次聚集的名字就是为了献金的时刻。
And that gathering that we had was titled For Such a Time as This.
上面甚至写的经文是以斯帖记第七章。
And the verse written on that piece of rock was from Esther chapter 7.
所以我当时就感觉我不是我为自己拿到这个石头。
And so my feeling and my thoughts at the time was that indeed I did not pick this piece of rock for myself.
而是为了华人。
But rather I did it for the global Chinese family.
我相信我们这个以斯帖不只是讲到女性，而是讲到整体的。华人的基督身体。
And of course, I believe when we say Esther, we are not referring only to women in particular, but rather we are referring to the whole Chinese family, the body of in Christ.
我非常感谢 Rania 总是提醒我们，在2012年，我们华人已经拿到了一把大卫家的钥匙。
And so I thank Sister Rania for always reminding us that in 2012, the Chinese family had already received a key of David.
所以我们不能够白白的佩剑，不能白白的拿着这把钥匙。
And so we should not be carrying the sword, or rather carrying this key in vain.
2022年的一个主要的经文就是以赛亚书22章22节。
And so one of the main verses for the year 2022 is Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22.
就像 Papa Asher 来挑战我们的，是的，这今年是要来开门的季节。
And as Papa Asher has challenged us, yes, indeed, this year is a year in which we open doors.
我们需要来同心的一起的来拿着这把钥匙来开列国的门。
And we have to take up this key jointly to open up the doors to the nations.
并且神在等着我们。
And indeed, God is waiting for us.
神等着以斯帖兴起。
And God is waiting for Esther's to rise up.
我们现在可以在我们在各处我们可以来先也预备我们的圣餐，我们待会会跟我们在华人的莫迪改另外一位Papa Gideon一起来领圣餐，但是这之前我们请Asher 跟 Rania 他们代表这一个新人，他们代表就是以色列和阿拉伯的家人，他们一起来释放一个祷告，这个祷告我相信我们要全心来拥有，不只是他们在祷告，而是我们一起来拥有，我们一起来阿们。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's go ahead and prepare our elements, the bread and the cup, for a communion later on that will be led by Papa Gideon, who is also a Mordecai among the Chinese. But for right now, we're going to ask Pastor Asher and Sister Rania to pray for us that we are the Esther of this generation among the Chinese.
Thank you, Jolene.May I suggest that we involve the two of them to be part of the communion so that it seals this relationship?
Sure.
谢谢 Jolene, 我想邀请两位 Rania 跟 Asher 一起来作为一个代表来封存这个圣餐。
Just because Rania, you said you have another commitment. Is that okay for you to wait till the very end for the communion? Great. Wow.
First, I want to honor our Heavenly Father for His magnificent wisdom through this journey.
我们感谢主，他极大的智慧在我们的旅程当中。
We want to thank him for giving us all the fathers and mothers, the Mordecais and Esthers in the past, and many have gone on to be with him.
我们感谢主赐给我们许多的属灵父母，许多的莫迪卡以斯帖，甚至有一些都已经到主那里。
Because of time, I just want to summarize this.
因为时间的关系，我用很简短的方式说。
It's the same Holy Spirit who helped us to recognize the Mordecai fatherhood in Papa Asher.
是同样的圣灵让我们认出来在Papa Asher身上莫迪改的灵。
Also, the Esther Conning identity in Rania, Mama Rania.
也在Mama Rania身上以斯帖的身份还有呼召。
So,As the Lord prepared my heart to lead the communion, I felt this is very, very, very important that we welcome them into the Chinese family as father and mother to impart to us.
所以当我在预备心要来领受圣餐的时候，我觉得真的是非常非常重要，来邀请他们两位与华人家庭一同来领用圣餐。
I can testify to the integrity and the amazing character of both of them.
我要来做见证，他们两位真的是有那样正直美好的美好的性格。
How much that the Lord has given Asher the understanding and revelation of His heart and Scripture.
神赐给他们美好的灵，还有启示，能够来领受经文。
So it's on my heart for.Papa Asher, can you take the bread and break the bread and impart to us what you carry and run near to?
所以我的心就是想要请 Papa Asher 他能够为我们来拨饼，能够将他身上的那一份来分赐给我们，也请 Rania 做这件事。
For every Chinese family and the rest of the family, it's very important that we align our heart with them.
对所有的华人家庭，还有所有家里面的每一个人非常重要，我们的心就是要与他们对齐。
Impartation comes through alignment with the heart of the father and the mothers.
分次是就我们的心要与父母对齐开始。
So today I felt the Lord want the Chinese family to align with the Jewish and the Arab family. The heart, the those God called to be the one new man.
今天我感觉神要华人的家庭让我们的心与犹太人和阿拉伯的弟兄姐妹一起对齐，成为一个新人。
So I would invite Papa Asher to lead the communion and pray together with Rania, and then I will take the cup.
所以我想要请Papa Asher和 Rania 一起来拨饼，那我会来领杯。
Before that, can I just highly suggest Papa Asher, can you share your story a little bit about what happened in Jerusalem? Because that's really the true meaning of unity and love that you already exampled for us.
所以在这领饼杯之前，我想要请Papa Asher分享他在耶路撒冷的一些经历，真的是在一个谦卑在合一在爱里面的一个榜样。
I think this is very important for the Chinese. We were being called like 我们曾经被说成是一团散沙。但是呢，在我们要接受这样的一个召命、这样的一个使命的时候，我们需要像Papa Asher一样，真的放下自己的一切，来为了神国。
And so the Chinese had previously been called scattered sand. And so in order for us to receive God's calling and enter into our destiny, we need to let go of ourselves to be able to enter into the kingdom.
我特别的同意爸爸Gideon刚刚讲的，你的生命，你的品格是让我们非常的，非常非常的感觉到要向你学习的，这样的
一个。I really agree with what Papa Gideon said, that Papa Asher, your life and your character is something that we need to take as an example and learn after.
虽然在不同的场合已经分享了你的见证，但是这里有好多的华人家人还没有听到这样一个宝贵的见证。
Even though you've already shared your story and testimony on some other occasions, on this occasion, at this gathering, there are a lot of global Chinese family members who have not yet had the opportunity to hear your story.
他们不仅要听到这个见证，他们要跟你一样活出这个见证。
And so not only do they need to hear this story and hear this testimony, they will, in the same way as you, live it out.
然后我们跟你们一起站在一起，在这个关键的普尔节的时刻来立约，我们一起为了神的国放下自己的一切。谢谢。
And so at this key moment of the season of Purim, we together in God will covenant with you and to let go of ourselves and to stand with you.
Joylene, this exactly was on my heart. What I would ask Papa Asher to impart that to all of us.
谢谢 Joylene.
Thank you for explaining it.
谢谢 Joylene 的解释，这也是我心上所想的，就是请 Asher 来分赐他心上的这份给我们的华人家人。
Amen. Well, first of all, hello, dear Gideon and May. Nice to see you.
首先赵爸赵妈，很高兴看到你们。
And I also want to thank everyone for your kind words for me.
我也很感谢大家说对我说恩慈的话。
But really, I just come as a brother in the Lord. I feel like kind of a worm, as it says in Psalm 22.
我只是一个弟兄的身份来，我的感觉好像诗篇二十二章里面讲到的一个。但是我非常爱你们。
And I'd like to have that maybe Rania and I can pray first.
我想Rania 可我可以先祷告。
Or maybe I can share a little bit and then we'll pray.
我分享一点。
Yeah, it's a little almost embarrassing for us to pray for you as the Chinese.
我觉得对我们来说，为华人的家人为你们祷告，甚至让我们有点羞愧。
I think that Ariel and Rania and I would just like to say to all of you Chinese, thank you.
对 Ariel 还有 Rania 还有我来说，我们就是想要对你们说谢谢。
I don't know how I can do this. Maybe can I ask you just wherever you're looking at us, look me in the eye for a moment.
我就想邀请大家，不管你在哪里，请看着我们的眼睛。
And we want to say from the bottom of our heart, thank you.
我们要从心底来说谢谢你们。
Thank you, Chinese Christians.
谢谢你们华人的基督徒家人们。
Because we have felt a flood of your love and prayer for us.
因为我们感受到你们的爱和祷告像洪水一般。
That has really lifted us up to where we are today.
真的托住了我们，让我们走到今天。
So for you to thank us almost seems the opposite, really, of what we're feeling.
你们感谢我们，让我们觉得应该是反过来的。
Thank you, dear Chinese Christians.
谢谢你们，我亲爱的华人的基督徒的家人们。
We as Messianic Jews and Christian Arabs, we want to say thank you.
我们作为弥赛亚信徒，作为阿拉伯的基督徒，我们想要说谢谢你们。
We need you.
我们需要你们。
We need you to be who you are.
我们需要你们进入你们的身份。
I don't think we would even be alive here today if it wasn't for you.
如果不是因为你们，我想我们今天甚至都不会活在这个地上。
Hear what we're saying to you.
现在我们对你们说。
We cannot exist without you.
我们没有你们是存活不了的。
We will disintegrate if you're not there for us.
如果不是因为你们为我们站立，我们根本存留不了。
And we embrace you together.
我们是一起拥抱。
We are one family.
我们是一个家。
And again, Chinese, our dear Chinese brothers and sisters, we need you.
亲爱的华人的弟兄姐妹，我们是需要你们的。
And we need you to be who you are.
我们需要你们成为你们真正的身份。
We need you to be who you are, not someone else.
我们要你们成为你们自己的身份，不是别人的身份。
We need your identity.
我们需要你们的身份。
We need your destiny.
我需要你们的命定。
We need your anointing.
我们需要你们的恩膏。
We need your gifting.
我们需要你们的恩赐。
Without you, we will fall.
你没有你们，我们一定会跌倒的。
Please stand up and take your place alongside of us.
我们请求你们站立起来，跟我们一起要进入到你们的身份。
We are honored to take our place alongside of you.
我们很荣幸跟你们一起奔跑。
Please stand up and take your place with us.
请求你们站立起来，跟进入到你们的身份里面，跟我们一起。
And I love what Rania said, that when it says there that they dressed in the clothing of the kingdom.
我很喜欢 Rania 刚刚分享的，她披戴的是一个国度的外袍。
There's actually no word for clothing.
其实没有讲到是衣服。
It just says that Mordechai and Esther, they dressed in the kingdom.
只讲到莫迪改跟以斯帖他们穿戴国度。
They wore the kingdom.
他们穿着国度。
It was not an issue of clothing, it was an issue of identity and destiny.
它不是穿衣服的问题，而是他们的身份命定的问题。
And Ariel and Rania and I want this to echo out into your hearts.
Ariel 跟Rania 还有我们想要一起把这个声音释放给你们。
I feel this welling up inside of me in love.
我感觉到我心里面的爱的那个泉涌涌流。
You listen to us Chinese Christians.
你们作为华人的家人，你们听。
Wherever you are,
不管你们在哪里。
We need you.
我们需要你们。
We love you.
我们爱你们。
Stand up.
你们要兴起。
Take your place.
进入到你们的身份。
Take your place alongside of us.
进入你们的角色，跟我们一起。
Put on the kingdom.
穿戴国度。
Wear your identity.
穿上你们的身份。
Wear your destiny.
穿上你们的命定。
You put on the kingdom and stand with us.
你穿上国度，跟我们一起站立。
No more excuses.
再没有指责。
We need you.
再没有借口，我们需要你们。
We want you.
我们想要你们。
We love you.
我们爱你们。
We thank you.
我们感谢你们。
We are one with you.
我们与你们是一。
We are one family with you.
我们与你们是一个家。
We need you now.
我们现在就需要你们。
Dress in your kingdom identity.
穿上你在国度的身份。
Dress in your kingdom destiny.
穿上你在国度的命定。
Dress in your kingdom anointing.
穿上你在国度的恩膏。
Just one word and then we'll pray, and then Ronnie, you can, and Ariel, you're free to pray with me.
等一下我们祷告。
They dressed in the kingdom twice.
他们两次穿上国度。
That Esther dressed in the kingdom for her place of beauty and grace before the king.
以斯帖她穿上国度来向王彰显她的美丽。
But then they dressed again when Mordechai dressed in the kingdom and took his government authority.
而第二次呢，莫迪改也穿上他的国度来施行他在这个王国里面的权柄。
So you dressing in the kingdom,
所以你穿上国度
is both in the beauty and the grace of Esther,
既是以斯帖王后她的荣耀的这个荣美
but it's also in the kingdom government and righteousness of Mordechai,
也是像莫迪改那样在神的国里面的权柄和公义
and that's what we want to pray for you right now.
这就是我现在要为你们祷告的。
Hallelujah. So, Rania and Ariel, feel free to jump in. Father, in the name of Yeshua,
父神，奉耶稣基督的名
we pray for our dear Chinese brothers and sisters.
我们为我们亲爱的华人的弟兄姐妹祷告
In every nation of the world,
在世界的各个国家
put on your kingdom garment,
穿上你国度的外袍
put on the robe of righteousness.
穿上公义的外袍。
Receive your kingdom garment of grace and beauty.
领受你国度的外袍是荣美的。
I lost you, I don't know if you heard that. But receive your garment of grace and beauty like Esther.
领受你如同以斯帖那样公义的外袍，荣美的外袍。
Receive your garment of kingdom authority like Mordechai.
领受像莫迪改那样是权柄和国度的外袍。
Let the anointing of the kingdom come upon you.
让国度的恩膏降临在你身上。
Men and women together，
无论是弟兄还是姐妹。
And as you have prayed for us to arise，
就像你们为我们犹太人祷告要兴起。
We pray for you to arise，
我们也祷告你们兴起。
You have lifted us up，
你们托住了我们。
And now we pray for you to be lifted up，
我们也祷告托住你们。
对不对？妈妈抱着你，对不对？ Amen. I want to just add one thing to that prayer and declaration.
我想要加入一点哦，我的祷告跟宣告。
You know the picture of Mordechai who was always hanging around the gates of the palace and of the government.
你看到莫迪改一直在这个宫殿王宫的四围在游走。
Listening.
他听着。
Praying，
他在祷告着。
That's how he found out about the plot against the king's life。
这就是他为什么会发现要谋害王的那个计谋。
I just want to pray for all of our 华人 Chinese brothers and sisters right now。
我现在要为我们的华人的弟兄姐妹祷告。
For those 也是在中国大陆，也是在海外的。
For those who are
祷告。For all of them。In China and in overseas, Lord, to be attentive at this time around the gates of government.
祷告，华人的家人可以聆听，侧耳来聆听，听国度的这听神在国度释放的。
Just like in the book of Esther, there's a time of shifting. God is doing something.
就像在以斯帖记里面，神在做，他要转化。
In China.
在中国
，in Hong Kong，
在香港
，in Taiwan，in Macau，in all over the world，
台湾、澳门各个的国家。
Lord， we want to bless all of you Chinese to be like Mordechai。
所以我们祝福华人就如同莫迪改一样
，listening， watching，
听着，观看着
，looking inside the gates of the palace。
他们观看在王宫里面的局势。
And interceding for your nation，
为他们的国祷告
，so that you'll be ready when the times of shifting come。
所以当转化的时候来的时候，他们是预备好的。
Bless our brothers and sisters in this way, Lord。
主求你这样的祝福我们弟兄姐妹。
奉耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen。
Jesus' name, Amen。
Rania, why don't you pray, and then I'll finish up with another prayer。
Rania， 请祷告，我最后再有一个结束的祷告。
Father， we really right now as both Arab and Jew， we are speaking over our Chinese family who have blessed us so much。
父神，我们作为犹太的家人，还有阿拉伯的家人，我们祝福我们的华人的家人，他们曾经如此的祝福了我们。
Such a picture of Esther to the nations, Lord。
他们是如此的一个以斯帖的形象对于列国而言。
But in this time, Lord, we're asking even for a greater deposit of the faith and the courage to stand at the gates of nations.
主，我们现在就祷告，他们带着更大的信心和勇敢，要为列国来站立。
We thank you for the governmental authority that you gave our Chinese Esthers.
我们感谢你赐给了我们的华人的以斯帖们这样的权柄跟能力。
To activate this authority and unlock, Father, destinies of nations and how much more for Israel.
主，谢谢你给他们的权柄，你还打开这样的权柄，让他们释放列国进入到他们的命定里面。
So thank you, Father, for this mantle, a new fresh mantle of courage and bravery that you would come over our Chinese family in this hour and this time.
主，谢谢你给我们这样的产业，给我们的华人的家人，让他们在这一个时刻为你来站立。
As you have seen the yes in their hearts, I ask for an increased favor over our Chinese family.
你看见他们心中的愿意，祷告你在这个时刻加增他们在列国眼前的恩惠。
And Lord, I want to release also.Our deep love for them today, as both coming from Israel, to thank them for all the sacrifice that they have done for the sake of the nations.
主，我要在以色列释放一个极大的爱给我们的华人的家人，感谢他们为这列国所付上如此的代价。
Father, I ask today as we come around the banquet, this banquet of wine, this place of covenant, Father God, that you would release right now, today, this greater key, the strength of the family coming together.
主，当我们今天在这个酒席的宴会上面环绕的时候，是纪念你的约，求你来释放更大的钥匙，来释放更大的力量给我们的华人家人。
Thank you for releasing over our Chinese family and over us here this big chuppah of your covenant, this prayer shawl to cover us with your protection, Lord, and that you would help us together to walk with this covenant until the end, Lord.
主，谢谢你今天释放给华人的家人，包括还有犹太的家人，还有我们阿拉伯的家人，在这个约的底下，让我们可以继续的同心的同行。
We bless our Chinese family with your love, Father, with this haven, love of the family coming together from Israel, from China, from the nations of the earth, all of us together, Lord, standing for such a time like this for your purposes.
主，谢谢你的爱，纪念当我们的以色列的家人、华人的家人，还有列国的家人，为着这样的时刻，如同一个家聚集在一起的时候，求你来遮盖我们。
In Jesus' name.
I also want to pray for you, our dear Chinese brothers and sisters.
想要为我们的华人的家人们祷告。
You have prayed for the Jews and the Arabs.
你们为阿拉伯和犹太的信徒祷告。
You have prayed for us to receive the inheritance.
你为我们祷告，承接神给我们的产业。
And I believe you already know the part about Esther interceding.
我也相信你已经知道以斯帖代祷的那个部分。
But we call you now into the next chapter.
但是我要呼召你们进入到下一章。
And as the king said to Esther,
当王对以斯帖说，
You've come to ask me for grace and favor.
你向我来求恩典，求恩惠。
And I say to you, you are an equal partner with me in the kingdom.
而我要对你说，你跟我是同等的，同工的，是同德这个国。
And we as Messianic Jews and Christian Arabs, we say to you, Chinese brothers and sisters.
我们作为弥赛亚信徒，作为阿拉伯基督徒，我们要对我们的华人的家人来说，
You have equal partnership with us in the inheritance of the kingdom.
你们跟我们一起是同等同工的，是同得神在神的国里面的产业。
You have half the kingdom.
你也有国的一半。
We are equal inheritors.
我们都是同等同得产业的。
We are one new man.
我们是一个新人。
So don't just pray for us.
所以不要只是为我们祷告。
Take up your inheritance.
你也要来得产业。
Join us as partners.
跟我们一起同工。
Become co-signers with us in the bank of heaven.
让我们一起来同得这个天上银行的这些产业。
In the name of Jesus, what is in our account is in your account.
奉耶稣基督的名宣告，我们银行里面账户有多少，你们就有多少。
We are co-signers, co-partners in the bank of heaven together.
我们是同工，我们是同盟天上的这个银行的恩惠的人。
And we pray for you right now to rise up and take your position.
我们祷告你们在这个时刻要兴起，进入到你们的身份。
As co-signers,
作为同工
，co-partners,
同伴
，co-inheritors with us,
同得产业的，跟我们是同等的。
As we are a royal family together.
我们是同一个君尊的家。
We are married together through the blood of Jesus.
我们借着耶稣的宝血是联姻的。
And we become one royal family.
我们成为了同一个君尊的家。
As you have prayed for us to take our place as the royal family.
当你们为我们祷告，我们进入到我们君尊的命定的时候，
We reach out our hand to you.
我们也向你们伸手。
And say, step up into the chariot with us.
说你要上来跟我们上到这个马车当中一起。
Your chariot is our chariot. Our chariot is your chariot.
我们的马车就是你的马车，你们的车也是我们的车。
And let's go together with one heart to advance the kingdom of Yeshua's righteousness on this earth.
让我们同心一起将神公义的国带到地上。
All right, now as we go to prepare for taking the Lord's Supper.
好，我们要一起来领主的餐，主的杯。
I know it's late. I'll just give a 1 minute testimony of what Gidon and Joy Lynn asked me to.
那我就很简短的分享刚刚 Joy Lynn 提到的我的这个见证。
Yes, I went through some difficult years.
我经历了很多不容易的年日。
And some of my dear, sincere brothers in the faith here, believe that I was teaching a lot of things incorrectly.
我就是在这地的很多我很宝贵的主内的弟兄们，他们认为我教导的不正确。
And I did my best to listen to everything.
我尽我的能力去聆听每一位。
And to receive correction.
然后也接受他们的指正。
And to humble myself before them.
在他们面前谦卑我自己。
As a matter of fact, we've pulled my book Alignment off of our website and we're re-editing it.
事实上我甚至把我的书从网站上撤下来要重新的编辑。
I think we're making over 30 changes in the book.
我相信在书中有30多处要改动。
To make sure that I didn't say anything prideful or anything incorrectly.
要确保我所讲的内容不是太过骄傲或者不正确的。
In fact, some of these brothers went through almost all of our teachings and brought a lot of criticism.
事实上我们这有一些弟兄呢，他看了我们所有的讲到的信息，并且带来了很多的指正。
And though it was very uncomfortable, we tried to listen and change and correct things that needed to be corrected.
当然这是不是很舒服的一个过程，但是我们尽可能的要来修正，来改正所有被指出的地方。
So I want to thank all my dear brothers who brought criticism to us so that we could learn from mistakes that we had made that they had showed us.
所以我也要感谢每一个批评我们的弟兄，正是因为你们的指正，让我们可以学习，可以改正许多我们错误的。
So of course that's one lesson that I don't like going through. I imagine you wouldn't like going through either. But we have to humble ourselves and receive correction as best we can.
当然这并不是一个很舒服的过程，就像你我都可能不愿意经历，但是这是我们必经的过程，来帮助我们成长跟改变。
But there were other aspects that were not real corrections, but defamation.
那还有一些其他的是一些更新和修正。
Such as saying that, and lies, even saying that I put a crown on my head at our big gathering in Jerusalem.
就好像我们在这个耶路撒冷的聚会的当中的，以色列的聚会当中的时候，有说我把一个皇冠戴在自己的头上。
And many also personal accusations against me.
其实对我还有很多类似这样的个人的指责。
And against our other brothers, like my brother here, Ariel, who we are together.
还有，对我的弟兄的指责，还有对 Ariel 的一样的指责指控。
And here's what I want to tell you, and maybe this is good as an introduction to communion.
那我想要跟你分享这一点，或许这是我们进入圣餐的一个非常好的角度。
As we were coming to this process, I felt that my life had been destroyed.
当我进到这个过程当中的时候，我觉得我的生命被毁了。
My teachings had been discredited.
我的教导呢就这样被污蔑。
My family had been damaged.
我的家庭也受损。
Our ministries had been attacked.
我们的事工被攻击。
Our fellowship had been attacked.
我们的团契也被攻击。
And really, my character was attacked.
甚至我的为人都被指控。
And I felt that they had killed me.
我觉得他们甚至是杀害了我。
And I looked and said, although I want to repent and change everything I can do to change.
虽然我想要我是悔改的，我也想要改变一切我需要改变的地方。
And humble myself again and again.
一次又一次的谦卑我自己。
Some of them did not feel that was enough.
但他们有一些人还是觉得不够。
And I felt as if my life was being destroyed.
我觉得我的生命都毁于一旦了。
And here's what the Lord showed me, which maybe would be helpful for some of you.
神呢就让我看见这一点，或许分享这个对大家是有帮助的。
I felt the Lord showed me anything from my skin outward is not for me to have control over.
神让我看见就是从我的皮肤以外的一切都是不是受我控制的。
That there's one thing I can control, and that's what's on the inside of me.
我能控制的只有一个，就是在我里面的。
And I said, even if everything in my life is destroyed,
我就说，即使我的生命一切都被毁了。
I want to choose to love these dear brothers.
我要选择来爱我的这些弟兄们。
I'm not just talking about praying. I'm not just talking about forgiving them.
我讲的不只是祷告，不只是饶恕他们。
Talking about praying to bless them and love them.
我讲到是真的付代价去爱他们，去祝福他们。
And I said, this is, I felt the Lord say, this is my victory.
我觉得神说这是我的得胜。
Even if my life is destroyed.
即使我的生命被毁。
That I will choose to love them.
我还是选择去爱他们。
And that's my only victory.
这是我唯一的得胜。
That from my skin inward.
从我的皮肤往里面来看。
I love them and I love them all.
我的内里是爱他们所有人。
And that's the only real victory we have.
这也是我们真正的唯一的得胜。
And that's actually all Jesus ever commanded us to do was to trust him and to love one another.
这其实也是耶稣命令我们要做的，就是信靠他，爱彼此。
And I realized that my victory is not in anything from my skin outward.
我就发现到我的得胜不在乎外在的。
That my victory is to choose to love no matter what happens.
我的得胜在乎不管发生什么我都选择要去爱。
And I don't say that to talk about me because I imagine I didn't do it perfectly.
当然我讲的不是我个人的事，当然我自己也不是做的都很完美。
But I say that to encourage all of us that no matter what happens, we're not responsible for the things outside of us.
但是我说是要鼓励每一位，我们所做的，我们无法为外在一切的事负责。
We're only responsible for our heart.
我们是要为我们自己的心来负责。
Which is to trust Jesus and love other people.
就是信靠耶稣并且爱彼此。
Including loving our enemies.
包括爱仇敌
including loving our enemies
包括爱我们的仇敌
no matter what you may be going through
不管你在经历什么
even if someone is doing you a lot of damage
即使很多人是毁坏你的名
you can choose to continue to love
你仍旧可以选择继续爱他们
and in that case then we walk in victory and light
这样我们就是活在得胜当中，活在光当中。
So that's what I pray for you.
这是我为你的祷告。
We take communion together.
我们一起来领圣餐。
Because of the body and the blood of Yeshua.
因着耶稣的身体，他的宝血。
No matter what happens wrong outside.
不管外在发生什么不好的。
We can choose to trust Jesus and to love others.
我们都可以来选择信靠耶稣来爱彼此。
At any cost.
付任何的代价。
Amen.
Amen.
So I turn it over to my to Rania and Gideon and Ariel and
Papa Usher. Papa Usher, you haven't shared the results and turnaround, the victory part.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's funny. You know, Joy, Lynn, you can see.How much I understood that was a victory. I didn't even think of the other part.
Joely, 你看我都忘了分享那个得胜的结果的那个部分了。
Because this is really what the victory is to learn to walk in love.
因为真正的得胜是在乎我心里面 了解明白了怎么样活在这样的爱里。
Yeah. Well, maybe it would be good to hear it from someone else that was in the room. So I'll let Ariel share it.
Well, after, because of the coronavirus, this whole process was delayed and delayed and delayed for 2 years.
因为新冠疫情的关系，这整个过程不断的在延后。
To have these meetings with all of these elders and leaders in the land to discuss these theological issues.
所以这些长老、这些领袖，他们要讨聚在一起来讨论神学的问题。
And finally, what was it? A month, 6 weeks ago, we had a meeting.
大概六个礼拜前，我们终于有了这样的聚会。
And there was a lot of controversy just a few days before the meeting.
在这个会议之前就有很有争议性的事情。
About bringing some of these issues to a vote. Are we for this? Are we against this kind of teaching?
所以就是把很多的事情好像拿来要投票，我们到底是赞成这样的教导还是反对这样的教导。
In the end, representatives, I think, from 60 congregations gathered.
所以最后大概有60个人聚在一起。
And the first vote was, should we vote on these things or not?
所以第一个议程就是我们到底应不应该投票。
It's very democratic. First, you have a vote to determine if you're going to vote or not.
好像非常的民主，我们就是好像要先来投票，决定我们到底要不要投票。
And two-thirds, 41 to 20 voted no, we don't want to vote on these things. We don't want to make any decisions. It's okay. We can finish it. We understand. It's okay.
所以最后的投票结果大概是2-1，40票比20票。我们说不需要投票，我们可以处理这样的事情。
We made yet another statement about exactly what we believe and how we teach these things, and the majority accepted it. They said that's okay.
我们再次宣告，来解释我们到底相信的是什么，然后他们就觉得是可以了。
So of course there are still a few people, and it was always just a few people who are really against us. They're still against us.
所以，但是其中还是有一些人，总是有一些少数，他们还是针对我们，不同意我们。
But the majority of elders and congregations in the land of Israel decided that this is not worth. Making votes that would cause division, it's okay.
但是在以色列全地的长老领袖，大部分的人都决定这不再是一个需要争议的问题，我们都都达到协议。
So it was a great victory for unity and for righteousness in the body of Messiah here in Israel.
所以在以色列地，在犹太信徒的当中，是一个合一、公义、一个得胜。
Amen.
Amen.
Just to clarify a point.
我想要澄清一件事。
They did not vote for us.
他们没有投票同意我们。
They voted to stop fighting.
他们投票只是说不要再争吵了。
And it was a moment of beautiful unity.
但是一个非常美丽的合一。
Where it was almost like we had been all delivered of a spirit of fighting one another.
Yeah.
我们好像就突然被一个从那个彼此争闹的灵当中的释放。
And in one moment, everybody just ran up and started hugging one another and smiling, and we realized that we were one body together.
突然之间我们就起身来彼此拥抱，我们就突然领受到我们其实是一个身体。
This was not a victory for us. It was a victory for the body to stop fighting one another.
所以这不是我们个人的得胜，而是整个基督身体的得胜，不再争闹。
谢谢 Papa Asher.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Papa Asher.
我们常常看到的是你的恩膏，但是我们知道这个恩膏的背后是付了多么大的生命的代价。
Mostly what we see usually is your anointing, but we yet realize that behind this life anointing, you have paid a great price.
我们在听你的分享的时候，我那天一直流泪，神让我看到一个图画。
And that day back then, when I was hearing your sharing and testimony, as I was hearing it, I kept having tears running down my eyes, and I saw this picture in my mind.
耶路撒冷就好像全地的一个灵里的心脏。
Jerusalem is, spiritually speaking, like the heart of all the lands.
在那个心脏的地方，我还感觉到当时你所经历的是代表我们全球家人所经历的，好像就是患了血栓。
And in that place that is the heart, what you experienced, which is on behalf of the entire global families experiencing the same, is that you've had a change.
有一个血栓。
A change in the 血栓是什么？
就是心脏里面那个 血堵住了。
There was a plug, there was an obstruction in the blood of your heart.
但是经过这五年，你不断的饶恕，不断的祝福，不断的去爱，爱到底的时候，这个血栓就神就把它给打开了。
But through the past 5 years, you have continually loved, you have continually forgiven, and therefore God has now opened up and broken through this obstruction.
这个血就要从耶路撒冷，要流到整个基督身体的每一个角落。
So then this blood will flow forth from Jerusalem to the entire body of Christ that is all over the earth.
神也把华人分散在各地，我们现在不再只是分散的沙子，我们乃是一个身体。
And so now God has united the global Chinese family into one body, and we are no longer just scattered sand, the diaspora.
我们是相连的，我们血脉是相连的。
And we are connected in blood, in Christ as well.
我们要再次使用神给我们的中国制造这个不断的被繁殖、不断的来推展的这样的一个恩膏。我们要把这个血、这个好的血、这个耶稣宝血所出来的这样的一个生命的血，要释放到整个身体。
And we will use our gifting, which is made in China, our ability to replicate, to replicate the precious blood of Christ, to push his gospel all over the world.
我相信你就是在发预言，当你的见证释放出来的时候。
And I believe as you are sharing your testimony, that is a prophecy.
你是在耶路撒冷，待会跟阿利亚，跟这个 Rania, 还有跟我们的 Papa Gideon, 我们一起来向着这个身体要发出一个预言。
You being in Jerusalem with Sister Rania and Brother Ariel, and together with Papa Gideon, we are prophesying towards this body.
在主回来之前，这个身体的血脉是完全通畅的。
That before the coming of Christ again, the blood, all the blood veins in this body will have no obstruction, will have free flow.
因为耶稣的宝血配得。
Because the precious blood of Jesus is worthy.
耶稣的宝血配得一个相爱的一个完全可以整体性的呈现的一个美丽的心腹。
Because the precious blood of Jesus Christ is worthy to have a precious new bride whose body and whose integral body has no obstruction in all of its blood flow.
为此我们谢谢你所付的代价。
And therefore, on behalf of this, we thank you for the price that you've paid.
谢谢你们的机构，谢谢阿利亚，谢谢你们所有的人，在这五年不断的来成就了这个荣耀的见证，是为了我们。
We thank you. We thank your organization. We thank you, Brother Ariel, for going through the past 5 years, for completing and coming to fruition this testimony.
我们也相信我们华人要承接这一份。
And we believe that as the global Chinese family, we will inherit this thing.
就像你刚刚甚至忘记外面的得胜，因为你觉得里面的得胜已经是最终的得胜了。
And as you shared just now, you've forgotten about the victory that you've had externally because you figured out that the internal victory is the most important.
谢谢你。我们把时间交给 Rania 和 Papa Gideon， 你们一起来领这个圣餐，也让全地的家人，我们在领这个血的时候，好像从心脏释放出来那个血流到我们的身上，我们要被完全的释放。
So global Chinese family everywhere, as we are partaking in the elements, so this blood is like that blood that flows forth from the heart that will go to the entire body everywhere.
Thank you, Jolin. May I invite Papa Ariel and Asher together to break the bread? And then Rania could pray.
他把Asher跟Ariel来剥饼, 待会Rania可以祷告。
Father, we thank you for the body of Christ.
父神, 我们为着基督的身体向你献上感谢。
That through his broken body on the cross,
借着你在十字架上剥开的身体,
he is calling us and making us into one new body.
他在呼召我们成为一个新的身体,
the body of Christ, the body of the Messiah.
基督的身体, 弥赛亚的身体,
Jew and Gentile.
犹太人和外邦人,
people from every tribe, tongue, and nation.
万族万民万邦,
into one glorious body.
进入到一个荣耀的身体,
we thank you for his victory.
我们为着耶稣的得胜向你献上感谢。
Until his very last breath,
直到他最后一口气,
as he declared, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
他说, 父啊, 原谅他们, 因为他们所做的, 他们不知道。
That he was able to love and forgive even those who were killing him.
他能够去爱和原谅甚至那些杀害他的人。
So Lord, as we partake of this bread, your body,
主因此当我们领用, 这个饼, 就是你的身体,
strengthen us in the inner man,
请你强健我们的, 灵人,
to have the same mind, the same heart that was in our Lord,
让我们能够有基督的心为心,
to trust His Father, to trust God,
能够相信他的父, 相信神,
and to love and forgive everyone.
能够去爱和原谅所有的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的父,
the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神,
may we represent the Chinese family to come before you.
全球的华人一起来到你的面前。
May we come to the Mount Zion in Hebrew,
12:22.
To the city of the living God,
神的诚意,
the heavenly Jerusalem,
天上的耶路撒冷,
if you come before the thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly,
千万的天使,
to the church of the firstborn,
头生的,
whose names are written in heaven.
他们的名字被写在天上。
May we come to you, the Almighty One, God, the Judge of all.
我们来到你的面前, 你是圣的, 你是一切审判的。
To the Spirit of the righteous made perfect.
有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
比新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血,
and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Because of this blood,
因着这个血,
Because of the cross.
因着十字架。
We can boldly come before you right now.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
And may we declare to the heavenlies.
我们向天来宣告。
Today.
今天。
2022.
2022年。
March 19.
3月19.
The body of Christ from the Chinese bloodline received the charge from your apostolic voice to take up our place.
全球华人的身体在这个时刻来、接起你的指引来跑我们当跑的路。
We received the charge from Papa Ariel and Mama Rania.
我们领受从 Papa Ariel 和 Mama Rania 来的、
Especially Papa Asher.
尤其是 Papa Asher 的交托。
We receive the charge.
我们领受他们所给我们的。
And we align our hearts with them.
我们将我们的心与他们对齐。
We take up the place you gave us to be co-heir with Jesus Christ.
我们、拿起我们、进入我们的身份、是与神同德的。
The one day we will reign with him from eternity to eternity.
有一天我们会与他一同执政掌权在永远。
But today we humble ourselves before you.
但今天我们谦卑在你面前。
To thank you for everyone who paid the price, who martyred the blood to make this possible.
我们、为着一切所付上的代价、甚至是、付上生命的代价使这一切成为可能。
We especially want to thank every hidden intercessor since the beginning who have been leading the way as the Esther.
我们想要为所有隐藏的代祷者祷告，就如同以斯帖一样。
May you reward them.
愿你亲自的来赏赐他们。
And thank you, Father, for what you have promised.
使我们为着你所应许的，谢谢你。
And thank you for the warning.We receive.
你对我们的、警告，我们也领受。
So may we release this promise you gave to us.
我们将你所给我们的应许释放。
I remember that day in 1978.
我记得在1978年的那一天
When I failed you and you gave me this promise
你给我这样的应许
May I release it to the body especially the Chinese family during the coming shaking
我要将这样的应许释放给所有在华人的家人当中，在接下来的震动里。
In Isaiah 54,
在以赛亚书54章
，From verse 9, you said to me, "This is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth." Verse 9,
以赛亚书54章第九节，这是
54, Father.Isaiah 54, verse 9.
以赛亚书54章第九节，这是在我好像挪亚的洪水，我怎样起誓不再使挪亚的洪水漫过遍地。
So now I've sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again.
我也照样起誓不再向你发怒，也不斥责你。
Father, you've been faithful with this promise in verse 10. Yes.
神你在、你的应许在第十节的里面是那样的信实。
You said, though the mountains be shaken,
你说大山可以挪开
and the hills be removed,
小山可以迁移
yet your unfailing love for us will not be shaken.
但我的慈爱并不离开你。
nor your covenant of peace be removed.
你平安的约也不迁移。
Father, today, corporate we receive this unshakable love.
亲爱的父，今天我们如同一个家，一起领受那不可震动的爱。
To make us one.
让我们合一。
As Jesus prayed in John 17.
如同耶稣在约翰福音十七章所祷告的。
May you release the family to help every nation to become one as Papa Asher just shared.
愿你释放家庭在列国当中如同一人，就如同 Papa Asher 刚才所分享的。
May you keep your covenant of peace with each one of us and corporately.
愿你平安的约在我们全球的身体里面。
Of course, Father, this is included in the new covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ with us.
当然这也包含耶稣与我们所立的新约。
But I feel I especially need to release this because of the coming shaking.
但我感觉今天特别要来释放这个平安的约，因为将要来的震动。
That every one of us has a covenant of peace with you.
我们其中每一个人都与你有这平安的约。
We pray this in the name, Father, that you will not deny us.
我们奉父的名祷告，你不会来否认我们。
In this name, you said, if we pray in this name, Father, you would answer us.
父，你说当我们奉耶稣的名祷告，你会应许我们。
May you mark today, Father.
愿你来使今天被得着。
That the Chinese ecclesia is now coming into the fullness of our time.
中国的教会 ecclesia 会进到它全然的完整。
That we will be mature enough to know your heart and your desire and do your will according to your ways.
我们会成熟到能够来明白你的心，明白你的方式。
And we pray in this name.
我们奉耶稣的名。
The Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Father, I have one more request.
父神，我们还有另一个请求。
You promised Haggai.
你应许了哈该。
And he gave birth to the family of the Arabian family.
你生出了这个阿拉伯的家人。
And you remember the sons of Egypt.
你生出了夏甲的家，你纪念埃及。
Thank you for calling your sons again to bless the Chinese from Egypt.
也感谢你借着华人来祝福埃及。
Because you call them out to bless the Chinese to make us one in the persons of David Damian and the family.
谢谢你借着一个埃及人就是代爸出来预备了华人成为一个家。
As now you're sending me back to Egypt in next month.
在下个月你要差他回埃及。
May I invite every one of us to stretch our hand to bless this journey.
我要邀请大家每一位伸出你的手来祝福这一个旅程。
From April the 3rd to the 12th, there's going to be a gathering in Luxor in Egypt.
在埃及的 Luxor 在4月3号到12号有一个聚集。
The Chinese family is eternally grateful for Paul David and what their family has done.
我们的华人的家人很感谢代爸借着神借着代爸所成就的。
Father, you reveal that when he goes back, he's not going alone.
主，谢谢你向我们启示，当带爸回埃及的时候，他不再是一个人回去。
Nations will go with him.
列国将与他一同回去。
Millions of intercessors will carry him.
百万的代祷者要来托住他。
But it's not enough.
这还不足够。
You promise.
你应许道。
Just as the I am who I am who has sent Moses to set his people free.
就像我是那永在的神，我让摩西带领以色列出埃及。
The I am of the New Testament is going with him.
新约的耶和华神也如跟他一同去。
Senior Jesus, the New Testament Jesus, Yeshua, the I am the Alpha and the Omega will lead him.
耶稣呀，耶稣基督他是新约的阿拉法俄梅伽，他也与他们同去。
The I am the light of the world who scatter the darkness in Egypt.
我是世界的光，要在埃及的黑暗当中发出光来。
I am the resurrection will raise up the dead in Egypt.
我是复活的神，我要在埃及带出死而复活。
The Lion of Judah, may you roar to the Sun God to say, "Let my people go."
犹大的狮子，愿你发出吼叫来说，让我的百姓去。
Because Father, you say, "Egypt, my people." Isaiah 19.
以赛亚书十九章，神你自己说，埃及我的工作。
Stolen from me.
是从我手中偷去的。
Now you want it back.
现在我要你要夺回来。
May you prepare the ecclesia to go to strike until Pharaoh let all his people go.
神愿你预备你的 ecclesia 你的教会来让呼求直到法老说容他们去。
May your presence go with us as you promise.
愿你的同在跟我们一同前去如同你应许的。
Again, we pray in your name, our Lord Jesus Christ.
再次说，奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Everybody, can you say, "Amen"?
我们一起说，阿门，
阿门，阿门，
阿
门。Wow,
Amen.
实在是一个历史的时刻。
Amen. This is such a historical moment.
我想我们有更多的见证人就在我们背后的。一起来守望的这些北美以及华夏一家的家人们，我们可不可以都到台前来
？And could I invite into the front all of the witnesses and testimonies who are in mainland China, witnessing the formation of this global Chinese family?
我华夏一家就是整个这个产业团队，请他们上来。
The discernment team, the NACC discernment team of the global Chinese family, could I invite them up?
我觉得在这个时刻，我们要让大家看到，不是一位两位，是一个集体的为父为母的，一起站立在这个时刻。
What I want to show you now at this moment is that this is not just one or two people, but rather this is a corporate body that is standing together, mothers and fathers.
我觉得在特别的是在我们这个最后的时刻华人借着阿学牧师借着阿学爸爸还借着 Rania 释放了一个新的季节在我们的当中
And I think it's important to see that in this final moments we have been released into a new season through Pastor Asher, Papa Asher and Sister Rania
我们这里只是少数的一些的代表在背后有许多的隐藏的并且是极力的在把我们推到前面来的莫迪改。
And so we here are a few representatives, and behind us is a cloud of witnesses and Mordecais who are pushing us forward.
刚刚当 Papa Gideon 在讲到说他有一个神要一个释放一个吼叫，我就想我们好不好预备我们自己？我们在各处，我们在这个新的季节，在这个普尔节是一个欢庆的。是一个庆贺的，是一个来向神这位反败为胜的神来欢呼的一个季节。
And so in this new season of the Purim, this is a season for celebration, celebrating the God who leads us from defeat into victory. So family everywhere, let's go ahead and prepare ourselves.
我们来释放我们欢乐的声音，我们可以如果有你的脚声，有这个号角，各方面我们都预备好。我有的家人，当你释放的时候，可能我们看不见，但是在灵界的里面要释放一个声音。
And so even though we may not be able to see you on camera, but in the spirit realm, we are here to release one voice, and that is the voice of celebration. That is the voice of the Lion of Judah roaring out.
当我们释放这个声音在灵界的里面，无论华人在哪里，这个声音就要来啊，唤出我们这地的以斯帖要一起站立，为了这个时刻。
And so the global Chinese family, wherever we may be, this voice is to call out the Esther of this time and the Esthers of this generation to stand together.
For such a time like this.
For such a time as this.
好，那我们就也请听你为我们预备最后的宣教的中国。我们就是当我们一起来释放这个声音，我如果没有号角来不及的，我们就用我们的声音释放出来，在灵界。
If you don't have a horn or you haven't had the time to prepare that, we could release it together with our voices.
Good, 我们一起来吹号。我们一分钟以后，我们就来看到这个，在822当年，我们就已经华人的脚印，我们已经踏在回家的路上，我们已经踏在这个宣教的至终的耶路撒冷，我们的声音要回到耶路撒冷。Amen.
And so, in a minute, we'll look at this 822 video, which shows that we, the global Chinese family, we our footsteps are already on this path of evangelizing back into Jerusalem.
好，我说一二三，我们一起来吹角，或者释放你的欢乐的声音。
On the count of three, release your voice and blow the horn in celebration.
请你来放这首歌。
中国，中央流血的血。 Can resist this army coming back in the love of Christ.
我不知道仇敌要怎么样抵挡这一支军队带着基督的爱回来。
While you're standing,
当你们继续站立
I wanted to say that this is a holy moment.
我要说这是一个神圣的时刻。
And we want to declare it in the heavenlies. Father, we thank you.
我们这样子宣告说天父我们谢谢你这是一个神圣的时刻
Who could have ever believed that out of China that there is a family coming to restore what you have longed to restore
谁能够相信从中国出来这些家人要恢复你心中渴望恢复的
May your spirit come upon them Lord
愿你的灵临到他们
And may your favor go with them
愿你的恩宠与他们同去
And may your face shine upon them.
愿你的脸光照他们
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
我们把我们的话筒的视频都打开我们让
Feel free to turn on your microphone and your cameras.
让家人们一起来问安。我们相信这个不能震动的家已经生出来了。
And so this unshakable family has already been born. So turn on your videos and microphones to greet each other family.
3月17号正好是我们 Papa Gideon 的生日在我们聚会开始的第一天。
The first day of our gathering, March 17th, is actually the birthday of our father, Papa Gideon.
3月18号是我妈妈的生日，就是在这。
And March 18th is my mother's birthday.
今天我
们
不能震动的家是要来庆贺的。
And so today we have given birth to an unshakable family, and that is worthy of celebration.
是一个新人的家
And this is a family for new man, new people.
是一个不能震动的家
It is an unshakable family.
是一个立约的爱的家
And this is a family where there is love and there is covenant.
好我们要不要跟 Papa Gideon 还有妈妈我们一起在也为这个家我们唱 Happy Birthday.
Let's sing a happy birthday to Papa Gideon and to Mama and for this family.
Amen.
Amen.
我们打开视频，打开我们的声音。我们在世界各地的家人，我们最后用这首歌，我们用唱，我们用中文唱。
We can sing in both languages, but family everywhere, feel free to turn on your mic and your video.
在灵界里面，我们要宣告，我们要相信。我们这个家是生出来的家，已经出来了。Amen.
And in the spirit of God, we believe and we proclaim that this family has already been born.
Amen.
Amen.
祝你生日
快乐！
祝你生日快乐！
祝你生日快乐！祝你生日快乐！
Can you sing in Arabic? Just in case.
Sana halwa ya jameel. Sana halwa ya jameel.
Jameel.
Sana halwa. حلوة سنة حلوة سنة حلوة مع يسوع
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, family! Happy birthday, Papa, Mama! Amen!
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 Wow! 杨妈，谢谢你，
三三。杨妈，爱你，
谢谢你，我爱你。
宝宝爸爸，宝孙爸，
想念你啊
！Birthday。
Happy
birthday to my best friend in high school, Papa Daniel, tomorrow.
Yes. Wow.
Daniel, Papa's happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Papa Daniel.
去哪里的躲起来了。
Daniel, 爸生日
快乐。妈妈Lucy代收啊。
是啊，谢谢。
哇，Daniel爸躲起来了，
哇，真的是漂亮。我们把红心都给出来，阿门。最后的时间，
阿门，
阿门。
谢谢你们，
这爸爸感情好，阿门，他真好，谢他给我们这个家，阿门。
你看，我把你。你们录下来，
我们的老师可以停了，但是我们可以在这里再招呼一下。哇，何爸